Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
Mike Cuden.
I'm Chanel. joy with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll gag. All categories are first. Location, Truman Hall, 3820 East Truman Road, Kansas City. $15 all night. VIP table, $35. Comes with a bottle and food. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. That's the Southern Summit Sonic Review Show and the April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Segment. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Ballroom all the time, honey. This is the hottest spot on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, honey. We are definitely here live in the building, and we're definitely going to be recapping the balls that happened all across the states this weekend, honey. But our top priority ball that we're definitely going to be recapping tonight will definitely be the Viva Viva Glam Ball at Las Vegas, honey. Baby, I am waiting for my legendary co-hosts to call in here. I'm waiting for the legendary father, Rodney Prodigy, to call in. I'm waiting for the legendary mother, Divine Chanel, to call in here. I'm waiting for the pioneer icon, Chanel International, to call in here. I already see my fabulous girlfriend, Miss London, is on the line, honey. She was in Vegas this weekend, the children said, honey. And I seen her fabulous room on Facebook, honey, and she was up in Vegas and in the building. So I'm waiting for my other co-host to call in here, and we're going to get the madness started on what happened at Las Vegas this weekend, because, girls, I did not make it to Vegas this weekend. So what happened in Vegas, it will not stay in Vegas, honey. It will be broadcast live on the show. So whatever happened, we're going to talk about it. As long as it didn't happen in your bedroom, if it happened in your hotel room, we will not talk about it unless somebody calls and they spill the tea on it. We won't talk about it. But if it happened someplace and it got caught, we will talk about it. How you doing? Without further ado, let me bring my co-host on, honey. It's the fabulous one herself, Miss London Bridges.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down live.
Mother,
European Vogue, you have to Vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Cut.
Lady?
You have to Vogue like a lady.
Like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Miss London, Miss London, Miss London.
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, yes. My darling. Are you still in Vegas?
No, I'm back home now.
You back home?
Yeah.
Oh, a little jet lag?
A little jet lag, just a little.
Oh, hold on. Let's go bring on the pioneer icon himself. The shadiest, shadiest one of all, Chanel International.
You want to talk about shade? He's the shadiest, shadiest butch queen in ballroom history. And the founder of the legendary Hall of Fame House of Chanel. He's our voice of reason.
Hey Kelly, hey London.
Hello.
How are you doing? I'm a little hoarse tonight because I had a long day, and I was yelling at a few people. But I'm here waiting to hear the recaps of this weekend.
Yes, me too. Oh my God, Rodney, if you're calling from a different number, because I seen your number earlier. Oh no, I see him now. And I see Rodney. Oh wait, hold on. Let's bring Rodney, because you know I waited for this recap because they said it was so much shit that happened at this ball in Vegas this weekend, honey. And I couldn't make it to Vegas this weekend, in London.
You didn't go?
No, I didn't go because my husband was supposed to buy our tickets. He waited for the last minute. The tickets was like $1,500 for me and him to go. And so then he was like, no, he'll just buy my ticket for me to go. And then I was like, no, that's just too much money. And so, you know, I really wanted to go, but then I paid it. But after I got some of the stories that I got, but I'm just going to wait for everybody else to come on and tell the stories, and then we'll go from there. But let's bring Rodney on. He's on the line.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney.
Rodney. Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
to the jungle, well.
Rodney.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hello, Rodney.
Hey, London. Hey, RR. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rodney. You sound a little tired.
Oh, I am.
Rodney is very tired, honey. Rodney had a long flight home, honey, and Rodney has to get up early in the morning.
So I doubt if you'll be on all night.
No, I'm going to try to do as much as I can. You
know, yeah.
He's going to, yes, honey. Well, baby, let's get straight into the madness, honey. I want to know all the gossip, all the dirt, all the tea, and all the shade, honey, because I heard it was a lot of it, honey. From what I got, honey, girls wasn't prepared to walk categories, and only nobody walked categories, so the girls came up there and walked categories, and then girls that one wasn't supposed to win, Miss Day. They looked at a mess, Miss Day. They gave the ring. Miss Cassandra got sat down by nobody, nothing, Miss Day. Her first battle and all types of things. The children didn't get all their coins and everything. What's to eat, Rodney?
Well, don't we have other balls to talk about too as well first?
All of that was true, but Kelly, let's talk about another ball first.
Right, okay,
I want Divine to actually be on the phone so she can, you know, tell us about the ball in her eyes, so then we can, as a paying customer, then I can give you my part.
Well, hold on. Let me text Divine and see where she's at. Well, let me call her phone. Let me call her, because, you know, it'd be different time that Divine be forgetting the time. So hold on. Let me call her and, let me call her, honey, and see where she's at, honey. Baby. Let me call this lady, honey.
Also, while Kelly's calling Divine, we had the ball in Ohio this weekend.
Hello.
But by the way, it was nice partying with you this weekend, Rodney.
Was it? You had a good time at the club?
Yeah, it was so lovely. It was just international cock everywhere.
Divine says she's about to call it right now, and honey, you know, Divine be forgetting the time.
Yeah, it was a ball in Ohio, and it's
in
Columbus, and also was a ball in Orlando.
Oh yes, hold on. 317-833. You're live on the air.
Hello, I'm sorry.
Yes,
you're live on the air. This
okay,
is
well,
OP.
Hey,
I was say I had a good time at Divine's Ball. I had a good time with the whole Vegas experience. I'm still here, so. It was good to see you, Rodney.
You too, sir. I had a good time.
Okay, OP, we're going to pitch you back on hold, OP, until Divine gets on the line.
Okay,
the next caller we have is 202-556. You're live on the air.
Good evening. I want to talk to him.
Excuse me? Hello? 202-556, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay. Well, if anybody else got any tea or any information about any of the other balls, feel free to definitely press 1, and the lines are definitely open, and we will definitely take your call to talk about those functions, honey.
Well,
baby,
well, I did hear this little bit. I did hear that your son was in Ohio and was really, you know, sending the kids on their way. They didn't bring the categories properly, or their performance or whatever they were doing wasn't right. So he was sending them on their way. So maybe he want to call in, because he's very vocal these days. So maybe you want to call in and tell us his story about the ball. TJ,
call in, TJ. He was on the line earlier. I don't know what happened with his number. But, TJ, call in here and give us the tea on at the ball in Ohio, since you was at the ball in Ohio. Hold on. This is Divine. Hello? Divine? Okay, call right now. I'm about to clear the line. I'm about to have
it. We don't care what people say. We know the truth. Enough is enough of this torture. I have
Hello.
Jasmine?
Hello? Jasmine? Oh, well, let's talk about, while we wait for Devon to call in here, we could definitely talk about the ball and, okay, Devon is here now. Hold on. We could definitely talk about the ball and, Florida. I heard the ball of Florida was definitely really cute. I want to say congratulations to Tracy Couture for definitely winning grand prize, the Open to All performance down there and Florida, honey. I want to say congratulations, you know, to everybody else at the function. That's the only thing I remember about the function, honey. But hold on, Divine is on the line.
She just pressed one too.
Hold on, Divine is on the line.
The legendary West Coast mother.
I'm just a god, bitch.
Diva. Divine.
I'm just a god,
wait, Devon's number was there, but then it just disappeared. I don't know. Hold on. But, TJ, you're live on the air, honey. TJ, so they said you was feeling it at the ball this weekend, honey, and you was hammering the girls. What's the E? TJ? Oh, my God. TJ phone just dropped. What the fuck? Who is being called? Which board? Y'all have to let me know when y'all calling people. Hello?
Hey, Kelly, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hey. Looks like you're having technical problems.
Yeah, we're having a lot of problems tonight. People's numbers are being there and then they're being dropped, so I don't know what's going on with Switchboard tonight, honey. But, Jasmine... Until we get Devon and TJ back on the line, can you tell us what happened at the ball in Florida since she was at the bar?
Yeah, I will. I'm trying to get TJ back on the line, so we're going to clear up some of the phone lines to get TJ and Devon. I don't know if they're trying to call in, but that's the messages that I'm getting over here.
Hold on. Okay. Girls, I'm sorry, girls, if we have to hang up on you. But, you know, oh, shit. Keisha, call back in, honey. I'm sorry, girls, that I have to hang up on some of you girls, honey. You need to be frequent listeners so we can know who you are, to put your name by your number so you don't have to get hung up on, honey. So, but I
see. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
I see TJ's back on the line now. Okay. So TJ's back on the line. So we have TJ on the line. Okay.
TJ, can you hear it?
TJ, you're live on air. And we have Divine, and we're going to bring Divine on also. We have Divine back on the air also. TJ, are
what's
you there?
Going on, y'all?
What's going on, TJ?
Nothing much. Still in Cincinnati right now.
Oh, honey. Well, give us the air. Devon, you're live on the air also. Okay, TJ, give us the tea, honey. They said you was in, you was down there and you was chopping the girls and everything. What's the E? What happened at the function?
Okay, I'm just going to be 100% honest with you. I was not feeling like you were saying. I was not on the panel drinking before local drunk falling over. Hello?
Oh, go ahead. That was Devon's background. We put Devon on hold till you finish talking. Go ahead.
Okay. The ball was cute. The venue was cute. It had more like a Roman theme look to it. It was a really cute turnout and everything. On the panel, it was movie star Ibisu, Alvernian, J Prodigy, Malcolm Aga, Lego Elon, Khalees Khan, me, Jeezy Ebony, and I'm forgetting somebody. I can't remember who it was. Certain categories, people were saying that I chopped every category for everybody, which was not true. I only chopped four people throughout the whole night. If you didn't bring the category correctly, that's just what I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to let somebody through. The categories were for cash, too, the ones that I chopped. Those are really the main ones I chopped for. If you didn't bring the category correctly, I chopped. I'm not going to let somebody through who's not bringing the category correctly, just like I don't expect somebody at my bar to let somebody through if they're not bringing the category correctly. It doesn't matter if it's for 400, 1,000, 5,000, or whatever. If you're not bringing the category correct, you should don't think you're going to get through. And people were just saying I was just chopping and all the stuff. I didn't. It was so many people I chopped that never got chopped. I'd have been told, like, Rodney. I don't know if they were skipping or not, but people said I chopped Joe. Joe won Grand Prize Schoolboy, so how could I chop him?
No, I think they were just playing with you because they said you was chopped frenzy. So they were just playing with you on that one.
But, yeah, it was like they tried to make it seem like I was just going chop, chop, chop crazy, and I wasn't. But overall, the ball was it had a nice turnout. It was a cool ball. I had fun in Columbus.
Oh. Okay. I'll do the real quick little recap of the Orlando ball here, if you guys are ready.
Hold on. Go ahead, Jasmine. Somebody wants the chat room. Let me send them over the link to the chat room. And they want to come. They want to get in the chat room because they said, TJ, you're lying your ass off. That's what somebody, I'm only going to say their name and they tell me I can say their name, you know, for privacy reasons. But somebody just hit me up and said, you're lying your ass off, you're full of shit.
What's something to come on the line?
Well, y'all heard him. They're listening. I guess they're listening from the phone line. So if you want to press 1 and definitely come on the line, but that's the message they just sent over. And I also need to find out who got locked at the airport. Somebody got locked at the airport in Vegas. I told the girls don't listen.
So really quickly, there was a ball here in Orlando given by Twiggy and Trigger Ebony. It was a small little cute little mini ball. Probably about a good 100 people were in the building, if I say. Very virgin categories that were hot, as well as an open to all performance that was kind of cute. But that was pretty much it. There wasn't a lot of people that were walking categories at all. And for the ball to be so small and for Florida to be where it was at, where it's at now in the ballroom, there was a lot of drama for a virgin category on the panel from about 2 or 3 people on the left side of the judges' panel. And to be honest with you, I think, you know, a lot of them shouldn't have even been on the panel as well. And again, for a virgin category, it was just too much drama. But I think the commentator, who was Greg Evisu, as well as the host of the evening, the promoter, they handled it pretty well and got it together. And whenever there was a problem, they were able to address it. Greg did a very good job. Congratulations to the House of Ninja, the House of Milan, as well as the 007 that won the grand prize of tag team performance. They were able to bring it in the a production based on Moulin Rouge, and they won. They were the only ones to win, but they should have walked out of there with $600, but I'm not sure if there was stipulation when it came to two or more must walk. So I'm not sure if they ever got the cash. So someone might want to call in and verify if they did get the cash or if the stipulation was in effect, because I didn't see it on the flyer, but I think they said it was. Otherwise, that it was pretty much it. There was a lot of support in there from the House of Ninja, House of Milan, House of Mugler, definitely the House of Ebony, as well as a couple of coutures were in the building, and congratulations to Tracy Couture for winning Realness with a Twist. It wasn't Grand Prize, so it was Realness with a Twist. It was another win under his belt. So congratulations to Tracy, as well as all the others that did participate that night. And that's pretty much
it. I have a quick question for you. Could you give us the names of all the judges, but you can start on that left side, please?
Okay, Warren Milan, and it wasn't really Warren either. I couldn't really see what was happening, but it wasn't Warren. But Warren Milan, to be honest with you, and it's no shade, it's a boy in the House of Khan that walks pretty boy, and I can't remember his name at all. He's from Tampa, I think, but I'm sure somebody can verify who he is. I forgot. After that was Timing is Rodney. After that was an Infinity child. I think she's the mother of Infinity. I don't even know a lot of these people, to be honest with you, because I don't go out like that here. So I would have to look up her name. I don't remember her name. She's an actor of Infinity. And his name is Clinton Kahn from Tampa. That was another judge down there. The other Infinity child, again, I don't know. Then after that was Derek Ebony, and he was switching with JoJo Ebony.
Okay.
And then Double I Mugler, and then myself. So that was it. So, yeah, the drama was down there with, you know, Clinton and Tiny. I don't know if it was them throwing the mess, you know, being messy, or their entourage that was behind them, which was a couple of 007, Mizrahi, and Khan. So I don't know. They were allowed to sit behind them down there. So it was pretty much a big mess down there. Also, it was just...
The judges was Warren, Clinton Khan, Tiny Mizrahi, Power Infinity, Derek
Power Infinity.
Zola,
yeah.
Mugler, and Jasmine.
It was also seeing Erica Kane in the building. She was, you know, kind of made the show very lively. And she was also there, and it was good seeing her out there as well. It's good seeing other people from out of town come to the balls and support the children here. So, you guys need to start coming up a little more often. And I do plan on doing something here in Florida for them this Halloween. So you guys stay tuned because it'll be kind of big. And hopefully some of you guys can come down and support it as well. Any more questions?
Any more questions, Rodney?
No, that was all. That was all.
Okay. Well, TJ, we're going to put you back on hold, TJ. What happened? What the fuck? Where's Divine? Where's, honey? Oh, my God. Where did Divine go, honey? Oh, Divine is gone again, honey. This is really carrying on. Hold on. 973-829. You're live on the air. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 202-304, you're live on the air. 202-304, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. I'm not playing with you girls tonight, honey. Y'all gonna get flashed. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Oh, no. Hi.
Hi, Keisha.
How are you? Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How are you?
We're fine. And yourself?
Hi, Keisha.
Yeah. Hey, Rodney. How you doing?
I'm good.
And RR London is there also.
Oh, God. RR London. How's everyone doing today?
How you doing?
You guys need to liven it up. Everyone sounds kind of down, like blah. Come on,
we're
now.
Waiting. Oh, trust me, we're gonna liven it. We're gonna liven the show up, Keisha. Give us a few minutes, honey. We're waiting to get Mother Divine back on the line, honey. As soon as we get into Vegas, this motherfucking show is gonna heat up.
Ooh. Kelly, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Vogue nights on Tuesday. If you notice that ever since they made it 21 and over, have you noticed that the crowd seems much, much smaller than it was before?
I love it.
But yeah, so you're telling me that the kids that go out under 21 that really goes out now?
Yeah, well, the kids can't get out anymore, honey. That's just God working, honey. God is working, honey. You know, when the devil's at work, God must step in and do his job.
Get him a choke over here. Stop.
Please, Keisha, don't start me up. I'm trying to be nice.
All right.
I got a long.
How are you?
I got a long week ahead of me, honey.
Oh no.
Well, as we wait for Divine.
Got it. Well, Keisha, I'm gonna pitch you back on hold while we wait for Divine and live is up. Hold on. Hold on. They don't want to talk about it until Divine get on the line, honey. But hold on. We got another caller. 317-412. Your live on the air.
What it do? This is Vengeance, Kelly. What's up with you?
So what's going on, my love? How you doing?
I'm fine, boo-boo. I called to talk about that foolish-ass ball in Columbus since the kids want to carry on the phone line.
Oh, well, go ahead, honey.
So,
well, hold on. Let me bring TJ back on Vengeance. TJ, there's your caller, honey, that said you was a lying-ass motherfucker.
Wait, what's so she has new name.
What's up, Python? Because your ass wasn't even in Columbus.
My point exactly. I wasn't at the motherfucking function, but therefore I got all the tea from the function. And they said that you was
you
carrying like a motherfucker.
You can't say that
right there. No, you know what? You let me talk first because I gave you your chance. So therefore, I don't even see why you was on the panel to begin with because you're not from OKI, for one. For two, you're a fool anyway. You have no status. So why the fuck was you sitting there? You was the only Mizza in the motherfucking building, which was another key. And for three, you're chopping kids, and yet I have yet to see you walk a ball.
And you thought realness the winner you walked the ball and won?
I won the New York Awards Ball 2011, baby. Ask everybody who was there. Ask Kelly because she voted for me, honey. Hands down, out of 13 thugs, only three got 10, and I got 10. You can't deny my realness. Fuck my voice because when I hit the panel, I'm real. Damn, I'm realer than you any day of the week, TJ. Like I said, you carry. You carry that motherfucking ball, and you know you carry. Just like Rogo Elon carry. Just like Al Barnigan carry. Just like Khalif Khan carry. Now, but who's going to check me and hit me on my mouth when you see me? Because I will be in Detroit on April the 6th. I will be at the Woodworks on April 6th. I'll be in your ball on April 7th. So what the fuck are you going to do? Like I said, you don't shake no trees in OKI. So I don't even know why they had you on the panel. That was the number one fool. The whole panel, period, was the number two fool. And then the people who was throwing the ball was the number three fools. The ball was a fool, period. That's the fuck. That's why I did not come. Sorry.
Rodney, I'm gagging, Rodney.
Yes, I am.
What else, TJ? What else? Because, I mean, you quiet now. I speak the truth. I have to lie about nothing.
Just hold on, Rodney. Wait, hold on, Vengeance. Rodney, I'm gagging, Rodney, because of that conversation that we had, Rodney. I'm fucking gagging, Rodney.
Yeah.
I am gagging. Go ahead, Vengeance. I am gagging. Go.
Don't gag, Kelly. You knew what it was.
Baby, no, I'm gagging because me and Rodney had this conversation when we was in when I was in Ohio, and Rodney told me who you was. But I never heard you talk at the ball or, you know, talk. And so now when you said what you want, it clicked in my head, the conversation me and Rodney had, and I'm truly sitting here and I'm utterly gagging. But go ahead. The floor is yours.
I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, this ballroom shit is make-believe, and they sit these motherfuckers on these panels like they have status, and they really don't have status. I really don't give a fuck about a ball nor a category. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. This the shit that goes on. That's our problem. We sit these motherfuckers behind these panels who is a fool, and they do a fool, but everybody want to lead and read behind each other's backs, and I'm the bitch to read you in your face because I don't give a fuck. Ain't nobody going to check me. Ain't nobody going to hit me in my mouth. And I'd have been chopped at a ball before, so chops is nothing. I was fine without a ball, and I'll be fine after a ball. But I'm here to tell TJ he's a fool. Because everybody who called me, even though I was not at the ball, that's how I know everything. I know what happened, who chopped who, and who was chopping, and who was the biggest fool. And the first name that came out their mouth was TJ was up there filling his pussy, chopping all the girls. And I was like, really, that bitch don't even have no status, so why the fuck was she on a panel? And this bitch got a ball coming up, really? And I heard you don't have your cash. So what, TJ, what you gotta say? Because I'm really sitting here listening. I'm ready, sir.
Whoever told you I don't have my cash is a fool, because all my cash is there in the bank.
Right, but you're from Detroit. And the last time a Mizza had a ball in Detroit, that bitch chopped everybody because she didn't have her $1,000. Let's keep it all the way real.
I don't have nothing to do with somebody else's ball. That wasn't
my
ball.
But you're a Mizza.
Okay, just because you're a Mizza don't mean nothing.
In Detroit, though. My point is that
doesn't mean that
your fault. I told you that in Ohio too. Remember, I was like, "Are you gonna have your cash?" And you was like, "Oh, I have my cash. I'm gonna have my cash." But now I hear your ball is gonna be a fool. The kids are talking about going to the comic book ball in Atlanta now. Really?
Okay.
Thank you. Kelly, I'm done. You can put me back on hold so I can get finished listening to the show. Like I said, I just had to get up there and speak the truth. They said that whole bar in Columbus was a fool, so I rate that whole bar a F for fool. That's a damn shame. That shit have pissed me the fuck off. What the fuck? And then you're going to get on here and say, I chopped the kids because they deserve to be chopped. Bitch, somebody should have chopped you before they put you on a panel. And actually, Dion is the biggest fool because he begged you to come to his bar and get on his panel. So wait till I see that bitch because I got some words for him, too. So you can call Dion Prestige and let him know that Vengeance, a.k.a. Python, is going to check that ass when he sees him. Know that.
Thank you.
Well, maybe when I say we need more recaps like that.
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry. Hey, Kelly. Hey, London. Hey, Rodney. Hey, RR. Hey, Kelly. How y'all doing? I'm fine.
And this is why I don't. Because
the kids
like
is trying
that.
It.
When I tell y'all, bitch, Arnie, Jasmine, when you see this child, Jasmine. You're going to fucking gag, Jasmine. This boy is so fucking real, Miss Day.
I gagged when he said that he was on some realness. I said, ooh.
And I won in New York, which I heard was a very hard place to win, and I won at the New York Awards Ball, my very first time in New York. Like I tell people, my voice may be cut, but one thing you cannot deny is my realness. I live my life as a man. If I was to hop on a video chat right now, the same way you see me at a bar is the same way I walk around the United States 24/7. I don't have to hide nothing, and I don't have to try to portray anything that I'm not. That's why I'm so real. That's why I can sit on here and let y'all know who I am. I don't give a fuck no more because this ball shit is starting to get late. But anyway, I am Python. I walk Thug Realness. And when you see me at a bar, I'll be in front of the panel getting my tens like I always do, sitting the next late queen who's standing next to me. Period, point blank.
I want to thank you for calling in, Vengeance, baby. Well, Jackson, when I tell you, this child is so real, bitch, and I'm gagging at that motherfucking voice, baby. But that child is real.
He would like European runway, you know?
Baby,
he's
real out, mistake, but that voice, over the phone, give me Fem Queen teeth, but in person, he doesn't sound like that in person, but on the phone, bitch.
But you know what, Kelly? That's what I hate about my voice, because over a phone I do sound like a drag queen, but in person my voice is actually much deeper, so I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's just the cell phone towers. but it kills me when I get on the phone to sound like that.
I don't think it's the cell phone towers, because there's a lot of drag that sounds much harder than you.
But when you hear him talk in person, he does not sound like this in person. And it's just like, it's truly a gagger. But I want to thank you for calling in, Vengeance. I want to thank TJ for calling in. Vengeance, if you want to talk again, feel free to definitely press 1. We about to transition over to our next topic because Rodney don't have all night. He has to get up in the morning.
Thanks, folks.
Okay. Hi. The next caller we have is Marcus. He was live at the Raw in Vegas. Devon must be still out with the girls because the girls are still in Vegas and her phone keeps dropping and everything. So I don't know what's going on with Devon. But we're just going to recap the ball. Like, if Devon calls in, she'll call it. Marcus, you're live on the air.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
What's up, Marcus? So where are we going to start?
I want to start because the first text that I got was grand prize, $1,000. Didi Chanel for face. I thought the face category was up to $2,000 in Chicago.
I don't know about that. I didn't hear that. So maybe it was, but I didn't hear that. I thought it went from 500 to 1,000.
Oh, I thought it went from 1,000 to 2,000, honey.
Oh, it was at 1,000 from the beginning. That's what I was telling Marcus. It wasn't at 500.
Well, not at the beginning,
because
on the flyer it says, on the original flyer it said 500.
No, but when I seen it, it was $1,000. When I seen it, it was $1,000, and then I heard it was up to $2,000. That's why I gagged when I heard that Duty only got $1,000. I gagged at that. But let's get into the madness and start. Let's start with the venue overall.
The venue was really nice. That's the second year I guess they had it there. It was the same place last year. The stage was nice. The tables were decorated. It kind of gave you like a track type, you know, feel, you know, with the lights and the decorations. You know, tens for that. Rodney, the venue.
Yeah, that's my first time being in the venue. I like the venue. It had a little upstairs area where you can look over if you didn't want to be bothered. A little quaint little area, changing area, changing rooms. It had like 2-3 bottles on each table. You know what I'm saying? So it was nice. I did enjoy that. It was a nice crowd. I thought more people was going to be there based on the clubs. When I saw all the people in town, I was like, you know, saying, oh, shit, the ball is going to be, you know, real hype. It's like, you know, everybody's here. But it was just like everybody was there actually for Vegas and to party and just to have a good time being in Las Vegas. That's what everybody was actually there for. The ball was just something that, you know, if you want to go to, you will. I'm not going to press it. I'm not going to go. I don't feel like going. I want to go to the club. And that's what it gave once we got in there and the ball got started.
So the tables was cute, the venue was cute. So now let's get to the next part. Let's get to the judging.
Oh, that's where the shade started. Well, I can't say shade. It was just different. I think I will say this. I think they did try to mix the panel up with West Coast, East Coast. You know, you saw some D.C. judges up there. You had some Atlanta judges. You had some L.A. judges. So I think there was a good mix. I just think that, personally, I just feel like a lot of loyalty lies to the Chanels on the West Coast. I don't know why. It just appears that way. Well, I guess I'll say this. Everybody that won a major grand prize was either a Chanel or a former Chanel. And, I mean, that just need to be, you know, maybe they were just rock-socking it. And, you know, they were. I do agree that most of them should have won. But they all used to be Chanels. So I can't blame the Chanels because they only had one vote up there. But, you know, that's my interpretation of the panel. The first half, rather.
So, Rodney?
It was a good mix. I do think, you know, those people, majority of the time, they would use their own mind when judging. And sometimes, you know, the ease influence. And then the one with the category that started, you know, a little bit of a controversy was the face category when a judge chopped. But she didn't want it to feel like it was shade or didn't want it to feel like it was controversy, so she actually took her chop back. We didn't know that at the time. We just thought that they overruled it and brought the person back. But she did say that she overruled it. I mean, so she changed her chop to a 10, and the person stayed. But then later on, I guess it kind of bit her in the ass that she regretted taking her chop back.
Rodney, can we start at Best Dress?
Okay, go ahead. We'll start from Best Dress. Is that the first one?
Well, Best Dress was actually really entertaining. It was for $500. Grand prize was Honor Allure. I love those shoes he had on. The shoes were over. Trey Garcon walked. Some other guy, I don't know who he was. You know who he was, Rodney?
No.
Two female figures. One young lady from the House of Revlon walked, and then it was another young lady. But Honor won that $500. Congratulations. Then what was next, Rodney?
Kevin was going so fast. Nobody really was.
Yeah, nobody walked like the Butch Realness. And
the money categories were the other categories that was really, really walked. The categories of death was. You know, just for a trophy, besides, you know, like Two Boy Realness and Pretty Boy Realness, stuff like that. All people walk was like cash categories. So the next cast category that was actually walked was Open to All Realness.
Yeah, Open to All Realness, grand prize, Duke Mizrahi. He wrote it like Eazy-E. A lot of people kind of came out. Rodney came out. That was actually the hot battle with him and Duke. A young lady came out. She looked just like a – well, I guess it was a discrepancy. You had to look like your person, like a famous person, and they had to know, instantly recognize who you were or you were chopped. So a lot of people were real, and we didn't know who they were. And then a lot of people were –
but not real.
Who the person they were, and then they weren't so real. So, I mean, you know, congratulations to Duke, $500. You know, he definitely brought it. He looked, you know, he definitely looked just like Eazy. Not Eazy-E, was it? It was the hair.
It could have been Eazy-E or Ice Cube back in that day.
Right, maybe with Ice Cube.
No, it was one of them. It was definitely an NWA type of look.
Right, kind of set, right. Kelly, yeah. You're quiet.
I'm just listening. I have no opinions because I wasn't there.
Okay, so yeah, with that, that was good. Duke and I were in the final battle.
I really have no opinions on anything at the ball because I really wasn't there, you know. So I'll get my little hits and misses of the situation, but I'm not gonna really go in like, you know, I go in because I wasn't there, and I don't want nobody to feel no type of way.
Okay, well I guess I'll have to be you tonight then, Kelly. Go ahead, Marcus.
You gotta have to be me tonight because you know I start talking, bitch, and the girls wanna start making videos and all types of shit. So baby, I will really keep my opinions to myself.
Well,
go ahead.
The next, what was next, Major Face?
Major I think,
Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, Body was won by Hollis Garcon. That was for Cash. Then, what else was there? There was, Film Queen Realness, right?
Yeah, that was later after Face and all that stuff, but yeah, it was the prize category. Film Queen Realness, and it wound up being like for $200 and something.
Yeah, like $262.
Yeah, in Paris, Milan, Revlon. She won that from North Carolina, so congrats to Paris. Revlon.
Yeah, D.C. was definitely in the building, and North Carolina was definitely in the building. That's the two places that, you know, you could definitely tell they promoted at because they were definitely in the building, besides the West Coast people. You know, but D.C. was definitely in.
So you would say that all the promoters did their part as far as getting their
I don't know who was
places.
Responsible for what area, and you know, I don't really want to. You know, you could tell.
Milan was at every motherfucking ball that came up these last couple of months. So we definitely got to give her props for that, bitch. Those flyers was definitely all over the place, bitch, and she was definitely right behind them.
Right. During the Grand March. Oh yeah, March do the Grand March. The Grand March was Jamie Blahnik, Rico Balenciaga, and Divine Chanel.
I don't understand.
So those three individuals were the most hands on the stage, walking around, doing everything. Taking, you know, pretty much doing everything as far as with the ball. And then you had Shine, I don't know what house he's in, Shine, Chanel supporter.
Who is
I don't know.
Who is being called? Okay, we done.
And he was, like, sitting on the end of the panel, but he was, you know, doing a lot of carrying on and, you know, being very vocal. And so Selvin had to have a couple of words with him, telling him to do his job and different stuff like that. It was a lot on the sideline that
I think he wrote
noticed.
The category.
Yeah, he wrote the category.
So,
bro.
You know,
okay, well let's get to the fucking team because see y'all pussy running around it. Okay, I heard for the motherfucking $2,000 or $1,000. That only Nadia and the other child brought the motherfucking category the correct way. They came out, and right before the category got closed, the other girls wasn't prepared for the category, but they seen that those two was the only two that walked, and so they popped up there on the motherfucking floor. What's the fucking
no,
pick?
That's, Now that's not 100% right, Kelly.
I'm only going by what I've been reading on the internet. I wasn't there. I'm only saying.
There were people that walked that they might have been thinking they were prepared for the category, but based on what the category said, it was open to interpretation. So, like, there were people who got through that you were looking like, okay, well, is that Viva La Glam? Like, it said Viva La Glam Mac campaign. So what I thought about was, you know how when RuPaul's Drag Race does the, you know, the campaign for the Mac thing, that was one of the challenges, and they were really, you know, their face was kind of painted with, you know, the colors, and, you know, they had a colorful look on. That's kind of what I was thinking they were going to bring. And some girls brought that. But some people just came out in a regular look. You know, it looked like they were walking face. They just didn't look like they had on Mac or they were representing Mac. And so, you know, whether who should have gotten 10s or not, that's up to people's interpretation. But it looks like some people were unprepared. You know, they didn't have any intentions of walking. But once they saw what got through and they were like, well, bitch, if she going to get through, I'm going to walk too. And that happened.
So basically what I got from the girls is that Nadia got robbed for another $1,000.
Nadia was breathtaking. I don't know. She was a contender, right?
You could have said
she could have won because Lanaya could have won as well.
Yeah,
Lanaya
looked good as well. She did.
Oh my God! So we got to the bottom of that. So congratulations to overall Mother Didi Chanel with another $1,000 underneath your belt. So now let's get to I got tea that they gave the girls tried Miss Cassandra really fiercely. Miss Bailey, she got sat by no crickety ricket on the first battle.
I was over there by the table. It was myself, Dante, Torrance, Christian, Sonic Christian, and a few others. We were standing there watching the tens, and we looked at each other, and they were really going up. And I asked them what were they really going up for, because Cassandra didn't give me what she normally would give me. She looked like she was just like, okay, I'm out here, and based on these girls that's walking, I know this money is mine, so I don't have to really do much. So this is only my opinion as a paying patron of the ball. When I saw her, myself being a judge, you know, so just not judging that night, being a stipulated judge that have judged Cassandra before, have seen her go off, have seen her, you know, saying, give me what you want and keep me energized because she's one of my favorite performers, but I was not impressed, not one bit. And I said that not one bit. I was not impressed. From the tens, some rag or something in her hand, a towel or something. She was giving, you know how Selvin does for LSS when Selvin takes off his coat and puts his coat back on, twirling it.
Yeah.
That's what Cassandra gave me with that little towel thing. But for the tens, she really didn't do five elements. She gave me maybe 1.5 elements. And so, you know, I'm looking like, okay, judges, you know, said to myself, but, you know, no one tried to give her a chance. Of course, they wanted to see somebody battle, you know, saying who they know is a performer. So they gave her a chance or whatever. So when she battled the Escada, I didn't know who that was until I heard the people call her names. I've heard the name before from being in L.A. and stuff like that, but I didn't, you know, saying so. It was Ballerina Escada. They battled, and the Escada child, he really outperformed Cassandra as far as the elements and as far as the performance and entertaining you for the vote. He did, he gave you what you wanted. Cassandra was just, you know, saying around on the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take some callers because a lot of people have pressed 209-405. You're live on the air. 209-405, you're live on the air.
Oh.
Okay, you're gone. Mother Janice Mizrahi, you're live on the air. Janice, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, darling.
Hey, good evening. Hi, Rodney. Hi, everybody on the phone.
Hey, Denise. I wanted a chance to address the caller that called in earlier.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Is he still on?
Yes, hold on. Vengeance, you're live back on the air.
What it do, Janice? I'm here.
Hi, Vengeance. How are you? I was listening earlier, and you know, I don't have anything to do with how you feel about TJ or whatever his actions was, but I did have a few points just to bring up. Number one, I don't see what I had to do with y'all argument or y'all exchange. I didn't understand why my ball or whatever was brought up as far as in a negative fashion, as far as not having the money. This was the 12th year of my ball. It is a staple in the community here, and I don't do the chops because I don't want to give out the cash and all that type of stuff. No one brought the category properly. I had the $1,000 in my hand when I addressed my judges, and it was what it was. It's a whole month later, and I just wanted to know, like, why was it being brought up, and you weren't even there. Kelly made a very good point when she said, I can't really render my opinion because I wasn't there. So I wanted to know, were you at the back of the runway waiting on the $1,000? Were you competing? And if not, how can you say what I did?
Okay. Because I'm a man about all my words, like you said, you heard me on here talking, and you really did not have nothing to do with me in TJ's argument or whatever you want to call it. Me bringing you into it, I was just bringing you into it because I was in the heat of the moment just to try to make a point. You're right. I was not in Detroit, and I have been hearing about the Detroit Awards Ball for a long time. The reason why I say that you did not have your cash is because that's what was told to me from a couple spectators who was at the ball. They was like, normally when there's big $1,000 categories and everybody get chopped, predominantly that's because they don't have their cash to give out because they're banking off of the door. I don't know you personally. All I know, I've just seen you at a couple of balls, so I really do apologize for bringing your ball up in a negative way because it did not have nothing to do with me and TJ, but I was basically using it sort of kind of as an example for TJ, as you can say.
Well, I just wanted to know because I thought that it was brought up in a very negative fashion, seeing that you were not there, you were not one of the patrons, and you were not even walking the category. And hearsay, you know, you can go by hearsay for a lot of things, but I have a very good reputation. My ball has a very good reputation, and me personally, just on a one-on-one, I wouldn't do that to people. When I came back into Detroit from North Carolina, I had $2,000 cash in my purse for my ball. So it wasn't the money. I had nothing to do with the talent or the lack thereof that was in the building, but the category was not brought properly. And then you said something, well, you're Detroit, Ms. Rahi from Detroit. I don't know what you've heard about the Detroit Mizrahis, but that's my legacy. It falls up under my umbrella, my watch. And we have a wonderful reputation for being independent, for taking no shit, for everybody representing their category and being on our own. So I don't know where that sly comment was coming from, but just me personally, I took it very offensive because, again, you don't know me. You don't know my chapter. You don't know my kids. You've never even been up here to see how we kicked down. So I thought it was a very unfounded read.
You got mail.
And you know what? It really was a very unfounded statement. It really should not have came from out of my mouth. Like I said, I was in the heat of the moment when I was into it with TJ, when I was speaking my mind, so therefore that's why I came out, because like you said, I don't know you, and I don't know your chapter. I can only go by for what was told to me and from what I seen on Ball Takes, because I watched your ball, and like you said, the category was not brought like you wanted to. So I understand why you did not give out your $1,000. But like I said, me being new to the ball scene, and all I can do until I get to the ball is go off of hearsay. They said everybody was shot because you did not have your money. Now, I don't know you personally, so like I said, after I heard that, that's when I used it towards TJ, because I've also heard that TJ does not have his money neither, and just a coincidence both of y'all are in Hawaii.
I wanted to address that as well. Since when do we have a checks and balance of what someone has or what someone's given away? Like, I think it's a lot of jabs and stuff going around. But, I mean, how can you generally speak like that and say that this child is basically not prepared for his function? How do you know?
I'm just going off of what was told to me, because I don't know y'all. I don't know you guys. I just met TJ a couple months ago in Youngstown, Ohio. Before Youngstown, Ohio, even before the Detroit Awards Ball, before I watched it and seen who TJ was, I never knew who he was. So therefore, I'm just
You're mixing up what I asked you, though. I'm not talking in concern of his status or his reputation that may supersede him. I'm speaking in concern of directly, you made a statement and you basically said he's not prepared for his ball. And I want to know, how can you sit up on this public forum and publicly say that when you just said you don't know him, you've never been here? And so I'm kind of really thrown off by all your judgment with no standing.
Ridiculous.
Because I'm going off of what is told to me.
Why don't we do it like this? We're going to extend to you an invitation to come down to the Catch Me If You Can ball. After you come down after you come down here, you meet us, you engage with us, you hang out, and you have your experience at the ball, then you can openly get on the radio show, and you can say whatever you like that Monday. But this Monday, I feel like you were very disrespectful and just a bit out of bounds. But I would love to host you and let you see what Detroit is all about, so then you can speak correctly.
Okay, and you know what, Janice, and I thank you for coming on here and not taking this negative turn, because it really would have went like in a very, very bad way. I don't need no bad blood,
no,
but you, like I said, I don't
no,
know
no, no,
you,
no, 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 no.
You
it
don't
was
know
not,
me,
it was
so.
Not. It was not going to do that. I'm a big girl, and you're a big child, too. You know, you're a big man, too. So it's not that. It's not about that. It wasn't even about a screaming match and stuff. But I hate for people to speak on here or to speak from what comes from here, and you've never even been.
You know what,
I'm only just going off of what was told to me from my people who have been to Detroit and who have been walking balls in Detroit and doing this stuff for years, because I'm new
and
to all of this.
I really, really do
apologize to you coming from me for putting you in this and speaking up your ball in a negative way, because that was very wrong
so
and
much.
Very rude of me to do. So I am going to apologize to you first and foremost from my mouth, and then after that to let you know that I will be in Detroit. I actually arrive April 6th. I'll be staying downtown, so I would get with you on Facebook. I don't know if you're my friend or not, but I'll look you up on Facebook
and
give you my information, and we can go from there.
I am a wonderful host. We kick down. We have a good time. We hang out. Like, come here. Get the experience. See what it is for yourself. Don't go on what your girlfriend say. Your girlfriends might have came here with a nasty attitude and got what they deserve. But it is what it is. Come here and see it for yourself. Then that Monday, you get on this radio and you say whatever goddamn hell you want to.
You guys have just proven a point that two adults can get on a radio show to agree to disagree and still do it in an articulate adult manner without having any bad blood in between. And if more people could do that in the ballroom scene, we wouldn't have half the problems that we have now. And I just want to thank both of you. Yeah, whatever.
Thank you.
But it's real.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. But thank you, caller. And don't forget, hit me up on Facebook, Jaynice Mizrahi, J-E-Y-N-C-E, Mizrahi. Let me know. When you get down here, I'll host you. I'll show you around. I'll show you the ins and outs. Then that Monday, you get on this radio show and you tell them your experience from an educated point of view. But I thank y'all tonight. I love y'all. Y'all put me back in queue because I was listening. Thank you.
Hold on. The next caller that we have is Hassan Ebony. You're live on the air. Hassan. Okay, the next caller we have is 937-829. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Deion Prestige. I was the person that had the ball in Ohio.
Yes.
And I feel kind of offended because the person, first of all, who was speaking don't even know me, but I have way too much class to even go there with you. The whole purpose of my ball was wrapped around since day one was HIV awareness. And I got 15 people tested that weekend, and they all got in that ball for free. The reason that I set my panel up the way that it was, I wanted every state and the people who came, I wanted to have a different panel in my region. That's why I put those people on there. A lot of those chops that that I saw myself were, I feel like they were deserved. I'm going to say that myself. But it wasn't, I didn't feel that it was much shade in the panel. The venue was one of the best venues that I had ever seen here in OKI. We spent a lot of time and a lot of pride in everything that we did here. So I really took offense in that. You know, you don't know me as a person, and then just to throw my name out there, and you have not had a full conversation with me. That was very disrespectful on my behalf and on behalf of B2B Production. We had all our cash. We gave it all out in Hendrix. Remind you, we had our cash. So we wasn't about not having the cash or anything. But, again, B2B is not going anywhere. We're going to keep doing what we do, and everything that we do is for the community. But I'm very upset behind that. Sean Shiny Bisu actually won grand prize at the ball for open all performance. He was the one that really brought the category, which I asked what hair Juco looked, and he brought that. Mariah Ebony also won $400. That was the second grand prize for drag realness at the ball as well. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, and we got another event coming up in September. I hope people come out and support. Working with local agencies here on this ball now, the next event that we're working, and I hope to see other people out.
That was cute what you said about the hundreds, that you had all $100 bills, because when most people have cash, they usually, if they're getting it from the door, it would be all 20s and 10s and 5s, right?
Yes, it does. And I made sure that when I went to the bank, I said, baby, give me hundreds. I said, because I don't need them. I'm a professional. I'm college educated. I have a degree. I'm working in my field. So I don't need this. I say, I took all my tax money and everything. I said, you know what? I want to give this back to my community. Even with my testing, I let people into my ball for free just to get a free HIV testing. Did no local agency back me on helping funding with the funding for the ball or anything. They just did the testing. So it wasn't like I was getting a check from the agency to get tested. I chopped up 15 people I let in for free at the ball, and it wasn't like I was getting anything out of it. I said, but God will bless me in the end. If you add 15 times 20, you'll see how much money that is. So that's what I'm about. It's not all about the money. It's for the kids to come out and have a good time. That's what it's about with me. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
I'm just a fall. This guy just really went on here and just went off the way he did. But just come, and people really enjoyed the venue. We had really good food at the venue.
Hold on, Vengeance is back. Vengeance, you're live in the air.
Hi, Dion. This is the caller that you were sitting there speaking about. See, this is where I have a problem at. You were right. I do not know you. I have never heard of you up until Saturday. Well, a couple of days before Saturday when I heard you was having a ball. So, you know, I'm just going off of what was told to me and for what I've seen of the ball. key is that you're still lying. Only two people got tested, not 53.
I don't have no reason to lie to you or anyone else. That's not in my character.
But you walked around and kissed everybody's ass so that you come to your ball.
I don't have no reason to lie to you about anything, sir. Like I said, you don't know me. You're hearing hearsay. Hearsay is bullcrap. You don't know what happened at my ball. You don't know how many people got tested. And it wasn't you're not the person who did the testing.
You don't even know who I am, though. Who's arguing? We're having a debate. It's not an argument. It's a debate. You're speaking your side, and I'm speaking my side. You're the defendant, and I'm the prosecutor. And I'm here to prosecute you. Stop lying. Your ball was the fool. You may have had your cash, but you're a fool for even throwing the damn ball. Don't nobody even like you, for one. Kids barely even know who the fuck you are, for two. And for three, just because you're selling it, when I see you, Dion, when I see you, bitch, I'm going to hit you in your mouth. Know that. When I see you, wherever I see you at, I'm going to bust you in your mouth. Know that.
Who is that?
Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, London.
Well,
honey,
but the question at stake was,
were you at the ball, though? You wasn't there. Like the other lady said to you, honey, you was off. Don't worry about who am I. Just worry about why you wasn't at the ball. You worried about something that you don't have nothing to do, honey. The ball was a success, honey. It wasn't a flop. Honey, we got what we deserved.
If you thought it was a fool from the beginning, why would you show up anyway?
because they was, I guess.
Now, your favorite, like I said, if you knew that it was a flop, if you knew that it was a flop, you should have went to Las Vegas. If you knew it was a flop, you should have went to Las Vegas. If you knew it was a flop, you should have went to Orlando. If you knew it was a flop, like I said, you should have went to Las Vegas. Don't waste your money to come to a flop as a function if you're going to say that, honey.
So, yeah, let's
go. That'd be her. I have something to ask everybody besides this knot that's on this phone. How many times have I told this dude that I did not waste my money to come to his foolish-ass ball?
Okay, so why are you worried about it, though? Why are you worried about it, though? Why are you worried about it, though?
Because, you want me, and let me tell you why I'm worried, because my phone has rung so much from the time your ball started up until today telling me about your motherfucking ball.
Okay, like I said, why are you worried about it, though?
But this is rubbish.
Hold on. Is this Juju?
So,
A.K.A. Nero, is that who I'm speaking with right now?
Wrong person, boo-boo.
See, that's the
but
guess.
Keep going.
Okay, well, just let me tell you. Like I said, my phone has rung so much from the foolishness that happened at that ball to where when the kids got up here and tried to sell it, like, don't get me wrong, your ball did finish, and I do applaud you because not all balls finish. You guys did have your cash, and I applaud you because not everybody has their cash, but just because your ball finished and you have your cash doesn't make your ball not being a fool, because maybe we were just in Chicago, and Chicago was a fool. And I know they had their cash, so therefore, like I said, your ball was the fool because I got so many phone calls that your panel was the fool. Y'all was begging people to be on the panel. Y'all was letting people in for free. Only two people got tested. So therefore, I'm just speaking what the kids is scared to say. I'm the real bitch. I'm telling you what ain't nobody else going to tell you. So, like
well, honey,
I said,
I'm
your ball was the fool, and I did not come.
Okay.
And that's fine.
You said was a fool.
You know what? Let me tell you, I'm done with this conversation. If y'all want to see me, my name is Python. You can check me at the next ball you see me at. I'll be in all black or all white or red, black, and white.
Girl, we don't care.
See me with. Or
okay.
I will tap you on your shoulder and check you, too, since you're on Blog Talk with a whole lot of mouth, honey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's me, boo boo.
And
no, you can keep her. No, you can keep her back because she's a flop.
The ban list.
Your mama's a flop, bitch.
So you might get banned from the ball. So don't play on too many balls. But anyway, next subject. But basically, I was high all weekend in Vegas, extremely.
You got high, London.
Lovely. I was so lovely.
You started in the hotel room.
Speaking of high, I want to know who offered Selvin a bump at the ball.
Oh, she was sweating.
Somebody offered Selvin a bump.
Yes, and she was really high. She was highly pissed about that. She was like, don't absolutely no motherfucking drugs or put no fucking bump. I will whoop your motherfucking ass. She was like going ham.
Well, bitch, who was at the ball that offered my sister a bump, Mr. Girl? Honey. I'm going to talk about that motherfucking cootie queen that they had on the panel on the second half, Miss Day. They had this cootie queen on that motherfucking panel, this late cootie queen. Honey, but I ain't going to mention her name, Miss Day, but she knows who she is, honey. But hold on, we got another caller. 813-458. You're live on the air. 813-458, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Hold on. 317-777, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Rodney. Hi, RR and London. This is Erica. Hi, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, everybody. I wanted to say, wanted to call in about the ball in Orlando this weekend. I was there with Jasmine, and I was there with Greg, and we had a nice, nice time. We had a lovely time. It was more, you know, I didn't know with Florida being so big, you know, that ballroom scene was so little, but, I mean, you know, I had a nice time.
they definitely treated me and Greg nice. You know, they took us to the club the night before, you know, had drinks and everything. So, I mean, it was a very, very nice, a new experience for me. You know, I had never been to a ball in Orlando. But, I mean, it was all nice. It was all fun. It very much felt like I was at a ball at Okotokiana, for real. Speaking of Okotokiana, I am gagging that them two people are on this radio show making a fool of themselves. So please do not go back to their numbers. That's all I have to say.
London, thank you for calling me, Erica.
Thank you, Erica, for definitely calling in.
London, you got a question for me?
Oh, did you go to the Monica, the little Monica show that she had?
I did not. Marcus and I was up drinking and walking around and at Tuba's Palace and all over, that we did not go out on Saturday night.
Did you gamble?
Oh, yeah, I won like $725 on the
bank. I didn't myself. I didn't gamble.
Worked, London. Yeah.
I didn't.
I was lucky.
Wow. Can somebody tell me who are those two boys in the pic, one with the chain and the other one walking him?
That was I saw that picture of that, and that was, I don't know who ball that was.
Oh, that wasn't in Vegas?
Oh, that wasn't in Vegas.
I want Fred or Shay Shay call in here and tell me what happened at the fucking buffet. That's what I want. Okay. Fred, I know you're listening, Fred. I want you or Shay Shay to call in here, or Clayton, to call in here and tell me what happened at the buffet, honey.
Everybody asked me
to ask you, how did you get back to Miami? Are you back in Miami already? Erica?
Yeah?
Are you back in Miami already?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, you made it safe. They wanted to know if you made it back to Miami safely.
Oh, honey, it was an experience, but yes, I'm back.
What happened at the airport?
Nothing, you know. We had
to. They had to ask you, how did you get back?
If you tell that person that asked you that, I said she is a kiki. I told her how I was getting back. We had to rent a special vehicle. that's a kiki. You tell me something, I'm gonna let her have it. I told her I was getting back. What happened was we was on the road and my friend's car had broke down 24 miles outside the city. So, you know, we ended up going to the city anyway. We got to rent a car for the weekend. And then, you know, she was worried about how she was going to get her car back here to Miami because she has to work and everything. So she ended up renting a U-Haul, and she towed her car on the back of a U-Haul. So I had to ride in a U-Haul from Orlando to Miami. But it wasn't bad because it wasn't one of those big ones. And, you know, it still went fast and it had air conditioning. You know, I smoked and everything, so it wasn't bad.
Oh, I know that's right, honey. An old school legendary trip.
That's why I fell out.
Okay, thank you, Erica. We're coming back on, honey. Hold on, honey.
Did you have a flashback, Miss Kelly?
I had a slight flashback, honey. I always wanted to have a ball. I always wanted to do a ball bit and have it someplace big and grand, bitch, that I can drive one in and just be in the back of her and just have her decorated, done, bitch, solid it, bitch.
That would be so over.
Did she say she had the car in the back of the U-Haul driving?
The U-Haul was on the hitch.
Oh.
Hold on. We got to clear these phone lines because I need Clayton or Fred on this phone line. Hold on. We clearing the lines, honey. The lines are clear. Clayton or Fred or Shay Shay to call in here, honey, because I need to hear the story about what happened at the buffet, honey. Baby, the girls with Kiki, I got to hold on. I'm clearing these lines, honey. So you girls going to have to call back in because I got to get my lines clear, honey, baby.
I want to know what happened between Terry Revlon and the Chanel's.
Oh, Rodney, give us the tea. I heard somebody took off shoes and all types of shit, and and everything.
Well, from what I saw, and the explanation that was given to me was it involved the face category as well. Lovely Revlon was a judge first. It was a Chanel that came up there, and she didn't think that, you know, she was Viva La Glam, so she chopped her, and then she, you know, they talked about it, discussed a little bit. So Lovely took her chop back. Then a few more people came up and got tens, and then Terry came up to be scored, and Shay Shay chopped Terry. And so there was a discussion about, you know, why she chopped her. She was saying she wasn't, you know, Viva La Glam or whatever. She was like, yes, I am. And, you know, some of the Revlon started coming up to the stage to calm the situation down or get Terry or whatever the case may be. And then somebody in the middle of the panel was saying, you know, don't go off like that. You know, saying it's okay. You're saying you got a chopped head or whatever. Or some words of that nature. But I guess it might have been something else different because Terry really got, like, really hyped and really testy and was like, no, you would not disrespect me and you would not, you know, say do this, whatever, whatever. But it was Zurich. They said it was Zurich Milan. And I did, because I heard him say, I apologize if you thought I was out of line or whatever for what I said. Because she said she felt like he was disrespecting her, but he did apologize to her and everything. And so we moved on with that, and then Terry just came up the stage. But that's when everybody started, you know, saying that the Chanel Revlon thing was trickling over from the North Carolina, South Carolina to Midwest to like old venture and stuff. It was kind of a lot going on at that time.
Hmm. Okay, hold on. We got some more callers. Marcus, you're back on the air.
Oh, I got cut off. I want to talk about performance, but I guess I'll wait till y'all finish on this part.
Well, was y'all at the buffet?
No, we didn't go to there.
We didn't go to that buffet.
Oh, because I want to know what happened at the buffet. Hold on. We have some callers. 678-735. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? It's Clayton Chanel. What's up?
Hey, Clayton, what happened at the buffet?
The buffet was great. We went to an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. We had a good time. It was the Chanels, the Mizrahis, the Times. It was Jack, Selvin, Divine, the West Coast, me. It was quite a few people. We had a good time. It was interesting.
What was so interesting?
What'd you say, Rodney?
I say those pictures say a lot. Could you explain those, please?
No, the pictures just explain how people was looking. Somebody just put their hands in the crab legs and put this crabs in a plate with their hands, and that's it. So everybody was just a little shocked by that.
So were the tongs not there anymore?
Tongs is never there when it comes to seafood and that lady, honey. I can tell y'all, baby, don't take that lady to a seafood buffet, honey. Okay? Baby, they will take the crab legs away and close the buffet down until she leaves.
We were just a little shocked, but we all had fun, you know, enjoyed it. It was just interesting, you know.
So did y'all enjoy yourself in Vegas? I'm so mad I couldn't make it to Vegas.
We're still here in Vegas. We all still here in Vegas. We
Vegas! Oh, my God! Y'all must be having a good old time.
We're still in Vegas, yeah. We definitely had a good time. I want to say big ups to Vine and the West Coast chapter. We enjoyed everyone. The ball was good. It was interesting, but we had fun. We came out here to enjoy ourselves. It was a vacation for us. Like Fred and Shay said, it was a vacation for us, and we just sat back and had a good time.
Well, I know that's right. Thank you for definitely calling in and telling us about the buffet, honey.
You welcome.
Y'all girls will never know who we're talking about at the buffet, Miss Day, okay, girls? Okay? So stop acting in the chat room. Y'all not going to find out, okay? It's an inside joke, okay? The next caller that we have is 813-458. You're live on the air. 813-458. You're live on the air.
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Hi, honey. This is Terry. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just wanted to call and, you know, and speak about that $1,000 face category.
Go ahead, baby. The floor is yours.
Okay, let me start with this right here. First of all, I am an old school girl, meaning that I follow what the category says. If the category says to bring it a certain way, that is the way I'm going to bring it. So when they asked for Viva La Glam, as what I did, I went to MAC and I put on what they asked for. I asked the woman that painted my face what are the colors. It was all pink and bright colors. And if they was looking, she would have seen that I was a walking motherfucking coloring book, okay? So my thing is, for her to chop me with a blatant disrespect, she had no, it was like, I was so shocked, and I'm still shocked to be sitting here to be chopped by somebody like her, and then to sit here and tell me that you work at MAC. That was a slap in my face, that you tell me you work at MAC. So if you work at MAC, then you should know what your product is and what you're selling. That's bullshit. I don't get caught up in this Revlon, Chanel bullshit, all this fighting and stuff like that. I'm the person that tells my house, that tells my chapter, look, don't do that. We not about that. We never was about that. I don't get caught up. I don't do that. So for her to do that to me, to actually put me, honey, she walked the category one night down here when I was sitting on a panel where I wanted to chop her, but because she has a icon, she has icon in front of her name, I did not chop her. I gave her her 10, and I allowed her to grace the floor, as you say, RR. Give me my 10s and allow me to grace the floor.
You're right.
I gave that to her. I gave her that respect. So that, for me, that was disrespect. Don't put me in that bullshit with them up there fighting and stuff like that. I don't do that. When I sit on somebody's panel, I judge fair. I judge accordingly. My house right now is mad at me because I judge fair. Okay, so don't do that to me. I'm not the person that do that. I expect an apology from her because that was very disrespectful. I came as they asked for. If you need to Google it or do your research, pull up Viva La Glam. It's Nicki Minaj sitting on there bright motherfucking pink. As dark as I am, I pulled that off. I look like a doll. You can't tell me I don't have faith. I did it for years. I did it for your house, RR. So you can't tell me that I don't have faith. I birthed 3 kids. You can look at my page, and it speaks for itself.
Right.
So I am not, so please don't try me like that. I mean, the whole ball was shady. Rodney got up there and walked his category, and the DJ wasn't even judging, and she knew what he was walking. She played the music. Let's be for real. Come on now. Don't do me like that. She owes me an apology, and I expect one. That was very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. And as for the little queen that was in the middle, she told me that if I would shut up. She wasn't telling me that, oh, take a chop and all this and other. Honey, I can take a chop. The thing is, I've never been chopped. So that was my first one.
I was just going by I didn't know exactly what he said to you, so I'm glad you did come on the phone to tell us what he was saying.
Yeah, honestly, he told me to shut up, and I'm not going to have nobody sit there and disrespect me and tell me if you would shut up. You know, no, I am a Hall of Famer. I am an icon. I have earned my legend. I have earned my icon. I have earned my Hall of Famer, and I can earn my pioneer if I should not already have it. So please, don't come for me. Don't put me in that bullshit. I am not that one who gets involved in that. I tell my house, look, don't do that, because I am used to us bringing it to the end of the runway. And this is my thing. If the House of Chanel has a problem with the House of Revlon, what you need to do is You need to bring a child for every category, and we pit it at the end of the runway. It is that simple. Let's take it to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Why we can't do that?
That's
don't sit up on a
be.
Don't sit up on a panel, and now because you have an icon status, which you should not have. Don't sit here and tell me that you want to sit here and play I'm using my power. And then mind you, I'm the one that's sitting here fighting for you to keep an icon status that you shouldn't even fucking have. Let's be for real. I'm fighting my father and all the other icons. No, let them keep it. They got it, so let them keep it. Let's keep it real. You should be honored. You should be humbled to stand somewhere with me and say that you are an icon. I don't never get on here. I don't never go through this bullshit with y'all about this boy. I love the girls. The girls are my friends. The girls are my best friends. I love the girls. And you girls need to fucking learn that. Who is listening? I am a fucking butch queen, okay? Learn it. And learn it fucking well. I am Terry motherfucking Revlon, and Stuart says, hey, Butch Queen, that's who I am. So learn it. I know the shade. I know the bullshit. Don't put me up in it because I'm not with that. I don't do that. I don't fight. I don't do that. I don't even want my house fighting nobody because that's petty. It makes no sense to me. So
well,
I have
Shay Shay
to
come on the line, Terry. Hold on. Shay Shay,
you're
live on the air. Clayton, do you have Shay Shay on the phone, Clayton?
No, I don't have Shay Shay on the phone. She's trying to call in, but the lines are full.
Okay,
and,
hold on. Tell her to call in now. We're going to clear the lines so she can come on. The lines are being cleared, so tell her to call in now.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Queen. Call back in. It was an accident.
But am I still on?
Yeah, you're on.
This is the first thing to clear something up, and I'll let Shay Shay speak because she was judging, but I was there at the ball. But to comment on the Chanel Revlon beef, there is no Chanel Revlon beef. We do not have a problem with the House of Revlon. Me and Fred was talking about this today. We don't have any beef. We don't sit down and all of me, Fred, Shay Shay, and Dee Dee on the phone and conversate or say, okay, we're going to do this to the House of Revlon. There is no House of Revlon beef, so I would like to say on behalf
of
the executive
board. That's bullshit.
Beef,
it is so. So
wait,
what was the fight? That's bullshit. It is some bullshit with y'all. It is something.
Terry,
don't sit
Terry,
here and tell
I'm,
me that
I'm,
it's not, because it is.
Terry, can you let me finish first, and I will
say, honey.
I'll listen to you, okay? I'm give you your respect, just like I would like to respect.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to give you yours. Go ahead,
is that when I say we don't have a beef, we're saying the executive board. We tell our kids do not comment on it. Yes, there's fight that's been happening between the Chanels and North Carolina, the stuff that's happened in Virginia and stuff like that. So what we've been telling our kids or what the kids have been doing, they have not been going out to certain functions just to not to get to anything. So just because they don't want to go out to certain functions, not to get involved in some of the bullshit that's going on, it's saying that they're boycotting. No, it's not a boycott. It's just that they don't want to spend their money to get involved in certain things. So you should respect them as kids and let them not go to something so they will not get into anything and say, okay, we're going to stay at home. Or saying also, too, there's like three or four balls this month. We had Midwest, we had Vegas, we have New York. Our kids need to go to all these other balls to support other chapters. They have other things to do. So stop saying that we're boycotting a Revlon function when that's not what we're doing. Yes, they've been fighting between the midst of them, but we're trying to relieve the situation between me, Fred, Shay Shay, and Dee Dee as a whole, as overseeing this house. So there's no problem that we're trying to say, okay, let's go chop that Revlon or let's get on the phone and do that. We're not doing that. We have the utmost respect for you all as the House of Revlon that we would not do that. So
okay, but let me ask you this. What is this? Let me ask you this. What is the beef with them sitting up here with the post, with Shay Shay posting in the room about the House of Revlon? Is this that? It's shit for it's that right there. Then you got
Hold on, Terry. I think
okay.
We have Shay Shay on the line.
Yes, please explain.
404-901, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Shay Shay, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Father. Hey, Terry. How are you?
Hey, all right.
Okay, well, first let me say this. I'm woman enough, and I am an icon that earned her right to say that I do apologize to you for me in front of everybody. That's first. First and foremost, let's say that. I'm not the kind of person that's into shady shit or into throwing daggers or whatever, what have you. When you walked out of the night, I had no idea of who you were at the time, Terry. So first, from icon to icon, politically correct, I would give you that respect because that's what I learned from my father. So I'm woman enough to come on the air and say, I apologize to you. It was no shade. I didn't disrespect you. I didn't yell and cuss or whatever because as icons, we're setting an example. So I didn't feel like it was appropriate for me and you to argue on in front of everybody. And as you being a woman, I respect women with the uttermost respect. So I didn't curse at you or say anything. I wanted me and you to talk. It wasn't like I said, oh, this is Terry. Let me chop her for face, considering that you did represent our house at one point in time when I realized who you were. So it wasn't like I just said, oh, let me throw shade. No, I didn't pay to go all the way to Vegas to expect to see Terry Revlon to say, let me chop her. No, that's bullshit. I don't even have time for that. That's not even my character. I was having a good time, so it wasn't like I was saying, oh, being shady, wasn't that
bad. Can I interrupt you? Because you knew who I was because you said to me, no disrespect to you. You was already paying me my homage when I was standing in front of you to tell me that. So don't tell me you didn't know who I was, JJ. I accept your apology, but don't put me in that mess with y'all because it is
no. What I'm saying to you, there's no mess. It was no mess at all. And anybody that knows me, any of your Revlon kids or housemates or whatever that know me, it's no mess. I'm a woman enough to any decision that I make or anything that I say, I'm a woman enough to say I did it.
You sat next to me on panel here in Atlanta, but you didn't know me.
Terry, what I'm saying to you is by the time I chopped you, I said no disrespect. I already did it. And then Zarek said what he said. So I'm just going on what I said. By then, I said, I did chop you, yes. No disrespect at all. So it wasn't like, oh, by then I already did it. And then somebody else said, they did it too. So it wasn't like I was the only one. So what I'm saying to you, I wasn't trying to put you, using you as an example.
I watched you. When Selvin said chins across the board, everybody else had their chins up there. That Zarek child, I don't know what she's talking about. I'm going to let her go ahead and slide and pass. Let me tell you what I saw out of my eyes. I was standing there when someone said tens across the board. I sat there. Everyone had their tens in the air. And I sat there and watched you. You did not put yours up. It was you only. You.
Mm-hmm. So nobody else.
And then when I approached you, then that's when oh, God chopped you too. No, you didn't, boo. No, you didn't.
This is my thing.
Let me explain something. This is my thing. I don't get caught up in nothing. I am not the person that does that. I don't get caught up in that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the deal
is.
I don't
know.
Well, hold on, everybody. Welcome Tony, the icon Tony Revlon, to the air. He's now on the air.
Hello, everyone. Shay Shay, no disrespect, but I just got a message that came through. It said, how can you be an icon if you don't know who your brothers and sisters are that icon?
Well, they make everybody an icon and a legendary every other day, so it makes no difference. It's not properly done anyway, so what doesn't matter? What I'm saying to you, from icon to icon, from coming to you, I feel like it's respectful to come to you and apologize humbly in front of everybody on the radio when I know everybody's listening and Facebooking right now. I'm one
and I appreciate
say,
that,
wait,
and
wait,
I do
wait,
appreciate
wait,
that.
Wait,
but,
wait,
the,
wait.
But and for the, you in the house of Chanel, I live here in Atlanta with y'all. Don't disrespect me like that, because I don't do that. I don't get caught up in nobody's mess. I speak to y'all. I come up to y'all. Y'all women's face. I walk. I'm not a person that's insecure about nothing. I walked
right
up to your woman's face and gave her praises. I'm not a person that get caught up in none of that bullshit. None of
but
that.
Me either.
So I'm telling
that's
y'all, so don't put me in that.
But Terry,
respect
but you,
me.
But you,
I'm here with y'all. Don't put me in that.
I don't want you to look at it as if I'm personally attacking you or trying to. It's not like that at all. I'm telling you this. That means that me and you, we don't know each other well, obviously, because that's not my character.
I don't get into all the hearsay. That's not my. Yes, I've said what I said before, and I posted in my group. I said that. Yes, I'm warm enough to admit that, and I also talked to Tony about it. I also said, what can we do to fix it? So it's not like I just say I have something against the Revlon local, the father of the Revlon chapter in Atlanta. I love him. That's my nephew. Janaya is my granddaughter. Those are people I respect that I watch grow. So it's no just it's no shade. I don't want my kids bullied. But we're not talking about that. I'm talking to you from woman to woman. You said I disrespected you. I recognize and I apologize to you in front of everyone. And I'm telling you right now on this radio show that I didn't personally use you as an attack mode to get at the Revlon. That's not the case. That's faggotry that people are feeding you that want you to think. That's not it, Terry, at all.
Well, Terry, you said you wanted her to apologize to you. She apologized. You accepted.
I want you to humbly take my apology because that's not the case. I did not do that intentionally. Like, ooh, let me disrespect Terry. That's not the case. That's not me. That's not my character. If I did it, if I can sit there and say in front of y'all, yes, I said what I said in my post, why wouldn't I better tell you, yeah, I was shady? That's not it, Terry, at all. I'm telling you this. And far as earning my...
Shay. She asked for an apology. You gave it to her. You're done. Now let's move on.
Well, can I make another comment on that or something else?
If it's something else other than that.
Yes. And far as my icon status, I earned my right to say that I'm an icon. I've been walking balls since I was 17 years old.
You don't have to justify that. You don't have to justify that. It's already been done. It's already been discussed. When I did it, I discussed it with Tony and everybody else. We had a little discrepancy about it. We talked about it. They told me what they liked and didn't like. But at the end of the day, we're not taking back anybody's status. And you got it. Live up to it and be well with it. And anybody who doesn't like it, let them earn theirs and then come back and talk about it. The end of that conversation. Next.
Well, Vegas was, I want to say Devon did a great job in Vegas. The ball was wonderful. The whole weekend was excellent to see everybody come out and support Devon's function. I thought it was a well-deserved situation. Devon did a great job. All the different events were great. It was a good weekend. The weather was nice, and Vegas was really had a good time overall. And it was nice to meet all the different people from other cities, too, that were there.
Terry, I want to thank you also for calling in and being the lady that you are and resolving the situation. And I hope that we can all move forward after this because, you know, we are just too old to be going through all this. It's just so unnecessary, and I just don't see any sense in it. It's only a ball, and life goes on. Are you still there, Terry?
Yes, Terry's still there.
Okay. So, can we get to the next thing now, Kelly?
Hold on. The next caller we have is 78770. Your line was on the air.
I had some muscles last week. Did I tell you that?
678770. Your line was on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
What's up? This is Fred.
Hey, Fred.
What's going on, everybody?
Who's up, Fred?
I'm afraid
on the line.
Oh. How you doing, Terry? Terry's still on the phone?
Terry. Yeah, her number is still there, but I don't know where she's at, but her number's still there.
Yeah. You know, when I just wanted to just make a comment about the Revlon and the Chanel situation. And, you know, I really want everybody to listen to what I'm saying when it comes to this whole situation, because my house, I don't tell my house to do nothing to nobody else's house. The problems that we've been having with the kids fighting each other, it's getting out of hand. And no matter how much I try to tell my daddy, Tony, that we don't have no problem with the Revlon, it seems like it's so much people from the outside are trying to make things bigger than what it is. We don't sit around in our meetings. We don't have conference calls and say, oh, I can't wait to get to this ball so I can serve the Revlons and stuff like that. Like, the shit is really crazy to me. Like, this shit is just completely have given me a complete headache. Shay Shay told, I didn't go to the ball. I stayed in my room. But when I heard about what happened, Shay Shay told me, she said, she didn't know it was Terry. She didn't know. And she was sorry. Then she was like, you know, she asked me, was I mad at her? I said, no, I wasn't mad at her. She said she made a mistake. And people need, if you don't know someone, you don't know their character. And Shay Shay has never, ever been the type of person to chop someone out of shade. Because it's not that serious. It really ain't. And when you go to balls, you know, that's the chance you might, you know, the chance you take, that it's a possibility you might get chopped. But everything is not shade. You can't do nothing in the ballroom scene without someone saying it's shade. And it's ridiculous. And everybody talking about, you know, this Revlon Chanel. There's no Revlon Chanel piece. I ain't going to be fighting nobody in no ball, in no streets, about no ball shit. Motherfuckers need to get money and stop worrying about bullshit. Because you got too much time on your hands. And something wrong. Because after the ball over, it's over with me. I got friends at Revlon. I got friends in just like every house. But it's just ridiculous when the first thing someone says, it's some beef. It's not no beef. And that's basically what I got to say. And Terry is a sweetheart. I like Terry. She's a cool, she's one of the realest people I have met. And she's a woman. And I think she's cool. But it's just like the other outside individuals that really just keep this shit going. It's really fucking up shit. And they just need to stay out of it and stop, you know, feeding the flame, because you can't tell me how I'm thinking or what my house is doing. You don't know what we talk about. But one thing we don't talk about, we don't sit on the phone and talk about how we going to get the Revlon. That's crazy. And that's basically all I got to say.
Okay. You friend for definitely calling in.
You're welcome. Put me back on hold.
Okay. Okay, we got some more callers. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm back. I have a question, since we're going to keep going back and forth with this. And it stems back to what we were saying before about people judging at balls. Now, quote me if I'm wrong. Shay Shay said that she didn't know who Terry was. But if she knew who Terry was, she wouldn't have chopped her? That's what I'm getting, and that's not fair. A chop is a chop, right or wrong, whether it's an icon, a legend, or what have you. She said, oh, I didn't know who she was. So if she knew who Terry really was, she wouldn't have chopped Terry?
My good girlfriend Alexis just asked that same question.
Cause I'm like, y'all want to keep going back and forth, so now the shit is out. And it's like, if that's the case, then that's wrong, and that's where Terry's coming from. It is what it is. If it's a chop, it's a chop. But she said, oh, I apologize for chopping you, but I didn't know who you was. That's not fair. That's not fair.
Yeah, Alexis just asked that same question. But
that's not fair. And like R.R. said, it should have been stopped long time ago. But y'all want to keep bringing it back, bringing it up, so now everyone knows what is going on, and I'm sure someone's going to spill it or someone's going to make it hot. So I have a question for Shay Shay.
But where's the money?
Hold on. Shay Shay, you're back on the air.
Okay, in response to your question, okay, now, if you're asking me, what I'm saying is, to me personally, out of respect for another icon, I wouldn't chop another icon out of respect, because respect is due. You earned a position, I wouldn't do it. However, when I was judging at the time, I didn't see the whole look. okay? Had I known, and not only that, but considering so much stuff, so much bullshit has been going on with the Revlon Chanel thing, I wouldn't have done it because I didn't want the results of this and then seeing this and they're at my house and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to alleviate all of that. That's the kind of person, I don't even want any problems because it's already been a host of things going on. Are you asking, did I see what at the time, what she presented? I did not see it at the time, but out of respect for her, from icon to icon, I wouldn't have chopped her. I would have said that. I'm telling you that. I wouldn't have, out of respect. Just being politically correct, I wouldn't have done it, honestly speaking.
But
no, and not at the time. And I'm not saying that is right. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, when she presented to me, I didn't see it. I did not. But
I'm sorry.
But what
so
I'm
you
saying
didn't,
is.
You didn't see her look, basically.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
what
so she's
saying
that. Wait.
She's saying that she didn't recognize. She said when she walked down the runway, she didn't recognize that it was Terry. By the time Terry reached her, she had already chopped. And when she chopped
you.
And then she realized it was Terry, she wouldn't have chopped Terry had she known it was her because of the icon respect for one icon to another,
at least
let her
have.
Make it to the battle zone. That's what she's saying. Let's move
on.
Next question.
So Shay, I'm gonna just be devil's advocate here. Just me asking the question. Based on you not seeing Terry's look, it was a few more girls that didn't have any color, didn't have anything as far as a Viva Glam look at all. So and they came a little close to you, and you say you're a very fair judge. I mean, I know your character. I think you're very fair. But at this point, these young ladies, they got tens as well. So what were you judging in reference to Terry's look, who was very colorful, her outfit and everything was very colorful, in my opinion, as opposed to the other young ladies who just came down in all black with light makeup, light everything, which wasn't Viva La Glam, but they did get tens from everybody on the panel. What was your take on that?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for everybody else, Rodney, of course. I'm a makeup artist myself, and I've been following Viva Glam for a long time. Everybody doesn't always wear colors. Mary J. Blige wore all white. Cyndi Lauper wore a white suit. It just depends on the look. It's a clean look, and it's a very campaign look, an eye-popping look. That was my personal opinion on it. I didn't see $4,000, I didn't see it. That's just my personal thing. But as, like I said, once again, like my father stated a while ago, had I knew who she was, I wouldn't have done it. But for a lot of the girls, I don't remember if you could be specific, devil's advocate, I could tell you.
Robbie, they want to know who was the person that you were talking about in the all black. They said, can we get a name?
Yeah, it was two people in all, just in all black. It was my sister, Dee Dee, and it was also the woman, Balenciaga. Their mug was undeniable. I will definitely say that. Their faces was definitely on point.
But
for
the woman,
look, for the category. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shay.
The woman's face was very rock star. Her hair was blue and black. She had the winged lashes. She had a nice lipstick, and it was sexy. So, yes, I bought the look. Totally. Yeah, I did it. And Dee Dee had on the Christian Louboutin shoes with the Christian Louboutin shoes with the diamonds all over them, with a nice dress. Her hair looked good. She had on the red popping lipstick. It was clean. It was a very campaigning look. It was a sexy look. I'm just saying, they're trying to make it more than what it is. That was just my personal opinion on Terry's look. It was not. I didn't deny the face. I know that a lot of times the judges, the people say, judge, this is for $1,000. This is for $5,000. Judge, it's a whole package, not just the face. It's a package. Correct.
And it was open for interpretation. So once it's open to interpretation, each judge interpreted the way they see it, and that's how it is. Why are we going through this? Move on. Yes, honey. I don't know why everybody else that's talking in all these chat rooms, honey, can't get up on the phone line and voice their opinion, but everybody had an opinion last week, i.e. Alexis Clark.
Right.
The next caller that we have is... Oh, no, the next caller hung up. But if anybody else is on the phone lines and y'all have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to definitely press 1, and we will definitely bring y'all on the line. And make sure that y'all all definitely tune in on Wednesday for State of Emergency Episode 6 with the legendary icon, CEO, founder, Jasmine Couture. It's definitely going to be a hot show.
So Kelly, I would have another question, too, since I have RR and, well, all of us on this phone, we just out of balls. Because I don't feel the same way you guys feel, because I don't want people to feel that same way about me. I think a lot of people disagree with that as well, as far as you, well, you say that's your opinion, and it's RR as well. But when someone is walking the ball, whether they are legends, statements, stars, or whatever, that is why some of the people don't want to walk as this, because they might feel an icon or a legend or a statement or a star deserve to win over that person. But if that icon or legend gets that 10 and they don't deserve it, that when the judges are actually picking the winners, because those stars and statements are going to be scared to chop the icon or legend themselves because they're on the panel, and out of respect, they don't chop. But sometimes the icon or legend bring it half ass and deserves to be chopped, but you just said out of respect you wouldn't chop. I'm just using this as an example for my point. If we don't bring the category right in our eyes, then they should be chopped, whether they're icon or legend or anybody. We all should be chopped. I should be chopped. You should be chopped. All should be chopped. Whether we brought it right, if we have as, and then bring it in the interpretation of the judge at that moment, then you should be chopped, because that's why the statements, the stars always have this point about, oh, we're not, we can't win because they got tilted. They didn't even bring it right, whatever. So that's why I make it a point when I'm on the floor to always be on point, so they can't use it as an excuse. But if someone is half-assed, like I'll chop people before legends and icons and stuff, but that's when it gets to the point of who should be on judges' panels or who shouldn't be, if you're going to give respect. But they should have respect enough to bring the category proper and right to the issue.
And you know what, and Rodney, and you're one of the icons that I consider always on point. Like when you walked the other day, you were on point. I knew who you were off the top. As an icon, I do expect certain things from an icon because you have earned that right to do it. I don't think that a star or statement could have enough time in the game to chop an icon. I think that's an insult, person, because you won too many balls. You haven't done anything groundbreaking or did set any standards or anything. You haven't done anything great to say, I don't see it. I do expect more from an icon because you've earned the right to be called an icon. So what I'm saying, once again, when I judge icons, I do give them that respect unless I just don't see the whole package. I wouldn't have done it, though. I haven't seen one icon yet that I've judged that didn't have it together.
Okay. That's just... Alexis, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Kelly. Hey, London, Rodney.
Hey.
Clayton. Hey, Mara. How you doing?
Hi. Okay. What's up, babe?
All right, this is the thing. Kelly, you're right. I did ask the question because I was confused. Of course, I didn't go to Vegas, so I don't really know what happened. But from what I was gathering from all the different posts, it was that she chopped it because she didn't see the look. That's neither here nor there. Now, Kelly, what you did was wrong because you knew Sharnice was wrong. You said Sharnice was wrong, and you gave her your 10. But at least she did have enough galls to chop her, regardless of who she was. Now, I don't agree. I agree with Rodney. I feel like if it's a chop, legend, statement, star, or icon. If it's a chop, don't know what Terry looked like that night. It's neither here nor there for me. But if it was a chop, it was a chop. Like I said, I agree with Rodney. If the icon, I don't care if they are icon. If they're wrong, they're wrong. And I have seen many icons that should not get their tens, but because of who they are in the ballroom scene, the judges look at each other and say, well, just like you did, Kelly, on the panel, well, if y'all ain't going to chop her, I ain't going to chop her. But then it's not fair because you have other people who are trying to make their name in the ballroom scene that are afraid to walk, because if Andre steps out for one way, the girls are scared because they're not going to let Miss Andre lose. I mean, they're not. It's going to take a lot for you guys to vote over Andre. I have seen it done many times. We have seen many people that should not even get their tears, but because they have a name in this scene, y'all let them pass, and it's not fair. It takes the fun away from everything. So if we're going to do this the right way, let's be fair. Ma, it's no shade. If you didn't see it, you didn't see it. I don't know,
right.
Terry, and I'm not saying if you was wrong, but at the end of the day, it was a chop. If she didn't see it, regardless of who she was, she didn't see it. And her chop stood. Now, for all the other stuff, the extra, no, I don't think it was shade. And I did make a few catty comments in the room earlier, but, you know, Fred and all of them was in it, so they know I wasn't trying to be nasty or nothing. But at the end of the day, like, we don't do this, let's do it right. If we're going to be fair, let's be fair to everybody all across the board. We know there's some people that still should not be walking face that still pumps out on that floor. And because they have been walking face for so many years, we still give them their tens. We know it's a lot of girls that walk Vogue film and these other categories that shouldn't be getting their tens. And you know what? We still give it to them because of who they are. It's no shade. We need to be fair. And if we're going to do it, we need to do it the right way.
Now, let me ask you this.
Sorry now.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. You've said all that. You've been to balls. You've watched people judge. What five names could you give off the top of your head that would not be afraid to do that on a panel?
Well, I think five. I know I can give you one. Off the top of my head.
No, I want five because you know the name.
I can't give you five. I can't give you five that I know that will.
But give me three.
I'm going to give you one, at
why
one point,
one?
I say you would have been one. I would have given it to Kelly had she not fucked up the other week. And I may even go with Tony Revlon. Maybe even Tony Milan also.
And Stewart.
Yeah, that's five. They're your five right there.
And then what did you just pick? You picked Pioneers, right?
Right.
You didn't pick Icons. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is it's fair. I just feel like a lot of things are not fair.
Like Fred just said, the balls aren't always going to be fair, but when you get chopped, you can't take it as shade. It's not always shade. Some nights are just not your night.
That's true.
And if you're having a beef, if your house is having a beef with another house and it just so happens that your house chops the person from the other house, it doesn't mean that they did that out of shade. It wasn't that person's night, and that just happened to be the judge that saw it.
And that's what I'm saying. She was only being fair.
But listen, but fags being fags, everything is shade.
Well,
so that's
true.
All they see is the shade. I have not yet been to a ball where somebody got chopped and they didn't try to argue it if they were from a major house. If it's a small house, they usually walk away because they don't have a defense. But if it's a major house, they're going to argue it. Instead of arguing, why you can't just take the chop and come back the next time? Because everybody wants to be politically correct and everybody thinks they deserve to win. Everybody don't deserve to win. And everybody can't be a winner.
So you're going to have a good night
and you're going to have a bad night. Just like when Jasmine gave out the $5,000 at her ball. Nobody could understand why the Revlons won. But when you break it down and you really think about it, as much as they didn't want the Revlons to have it, the audience, the Revlons deserved it.
Well, that's just like what Fred said. I don't think it was so much the interviews that was involved, but the people surrounding everything is what put the 10 on the 2.
It's the cheerleaders.
Right.
It's always the
people. I don't know really what happened. I wasn't there. I think really if it would have been just like a chopping, you know, she would have paid it. But I don't know. Because I wasn't there to see what all happened.
But like I said earlier, it was. I'm saying once again, it was not intentional. It was not. You know me, Alexa. That was not my thing. Let me just tell Terry that wasn't the case. It was not. But since there was so much stuff going on, I would have wanted to avoid all of this because I know there's so much tension that the cheerleaders are trying to create amongst the two houses. and that's not fair. And of course, once again, I'm the butt of the situation because I'm who I am. I'm very vocal. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to say what I have to say. I'm not one of those people that's going to be like, oh, da da da. But I'm not shady either. Just to say, let me throw some shade. That's not the case. That's not me. I'm a fair judge. I pay attention, and I had to work my way up to the top to get what I've had. I didn't get any handouts, so I've received my fair share of shade or chops or whatever. But I had to continue on, like my dad said, every night is not your night. I had to go and prove it and earn it. So not saying that no one earned it. I'm just saying at that time, for what was presented to me, I didn't see the situation. That's it.
Next call.
Hold on, y'all. Stay right there, Alexis. We got more callers. Without doing that. Keisha, you're live back on the air.
Okay, I'm back again. I have a question for Rodney.
Yes,
Rodney, I listened to what you had to say, and I want you to be honest and straight up. Is it safe to say that you've walked a couple of balls where you knew that the other person brought it better, but because of who you are, you won? And had you not won, you would have thought it was shade if they didn't pick you.
You said had I not won?
Had you not won and the other person would have won, would you have took it as shade because of the fact that you are who you are and
no,
because you were probably more powerful than the person they gave it to you?
No, not at all. Not at all. I walk too many balls across the country, and I've seen a lot of talent and know what's out there. Whether I win, lose, or draw, even, and you know what made me really appreciate that? Because Jack came to me and personally said, you know what, bitch? You really are a good sport. You win, you lose, you pay, you walk away. I give them a pound. I move on. I go to my seat. I just lost yesterday. I didn't have a problem with that. He brought the category. We both were battling. It just happens he got more votes than I got. It was a tiebreaker, and he won.
Okay,
it was not a problem for me.
All right, one more question. Do you? And this is for the whole panel. Do you feel that legends should walk against like statements and stars, or legends should only walk legend categories because they have proven that they are beyond a statement or star? So now, I mean, to put a legend against a statement or star, it can go either way, or if it's biased, if all the judges don't know who that star or statement is, they might give it to the legend because that person's been walking longer. Do you feel that legends should be walking on legends category?
When you put open to all on it, that means it's open to all.
Right.
All
then
it would be up to the commentator.
After a certain point to separate them, and the commentator would separate them by their categories, and he would probably let the legends walk against the legends and whatever, whatever. And then when it breaks down, if it becomes between a statement and a legend, then that's the chance you took when you read the flyer.
See, my problem with that is when you are a legend or you're real well known in the scene and you have judges on the panel, 95% of the time they're going to give it to the person that they know longer.
No, you
and
can't
you
really
have
say
a
that because if a bitch come down that runway and that bitch, I don't know who was at that piece, POCC ball at Webster Hall, and that I think it was an extravaganza walk bazaar, and that bitch came out with all of this construction paper shit, and underneath it she had somebody underneath that shit, a car.
I remember
that. Like
that.
That bitch, when I tell you, that bitch shut it down, but the bitch that came behind her was shutting it down too. So when you have two bitches like that shutting it down, that's when you get in. Now, say for instance, if it's a realness category and it says realness in all black with a hat, and Rodney walks and James Icon walks, and then a new kid walks, who you think they're going to give it to?
The two known, either James or Rodney. And it depends who they law. If it's between James and Rodney, it may be 3-3, and then Jack is going to make it hot. He's going to have someone break it who knows both of them. And then if the person don't pick the other person, he knows he's going to have to deal with either one of them when it comes to their ball and vice versa.
And then you know what? Let me say this. When that used to happen, and I hate to bring it up like this, but when that used to happen back in the day, the legend, the boy that they sent on the way and let these two legends battle, the legend that wins would say, bring that child back that just walked. You know what? You got a future in this category, and that person would give them the trophy. Now, if it's cash and trophies, you keep your cash, but you give them the trophy. That gives them an incentive, and it also lets the ballroom know that you recognize this person and also lets the judges know you recognize this person. It's been quite a while since I've seen a legend or an icon turn around and give somebody younger than them, who should have also been able to stand up there with them, that trophy after they won it.
Now, I see Rodney do that.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I must have missed that ball, Rodney. I apologize.
You missed a lot of balls lately, but we're not going to hold that against you. But, yes, I do.
Ooh.
Do that.
That was old school shade right there, Rodney. You're learning. You are learning. Work. Jay is teaching you something. You better work it out.
Yes, honey. Well, Keisha, hold on.
You're hanging out with Jay,
whatever.
Man. You
learning
all that old school shade.
Yep.
347-573 live on the air.
You're coming back in 10 minutes.
Hello?
Yes,
you're live on the air.
Hi, boo. This is Lala. What's up, Miss Kelly?
Hey, Lala. What's going on?
Nothing. Like, so much was said, and, like, Rodney said some stuff that I already wanted to say, so I commend him for saying that because, you know, I finally see that other people are the same way. I just felt like, I've looked back at many tapes, too. The other girl, she said the same thing, too. Like, I've watched many, many tapes and seen certain icons walk, and it really was like, no shade, they didn't deserve to win. Like, it's been
Thank you.
I've seen Selvin, no shade, like, she'll say, it's not going to be shade this year, it's a renewed motherfucking year, and they'll recount the scores, and 9 times out of 10, the icon is going to win. And I also disagree with Shay Shay saying that statements or new people should not be able to judge you because they don't have enough clout. But at the same time, I think icons forget that once they were statements and stars. And they felt the same shade that the statements and stars are feeling now, but because you have your status, you're paying their feelings.
I agree. Let me tell you something. The one thing that y'all have to realize when it comes to voting and everything on the judges panel, you always need to pay attention. That's the only thing I'm going to say, okay? When it comes to people up there and they voting and doing things, that's why I'm always sitting on the sideline. And, bitch, whenever y'all see me get up and say I want a recount, because I've been watching what's going on the panel and who's voted for who and where it's not going, because the people that's doing the voting is not giving it to the right people. So when I step up, I seen something. And I only step up for my children. And then after a while, when it gets too much, I'll go whisper in a mother or father house, you need to watch what's going on because they cheated your children.
Right. And then, that's what I was saying, like, you know, like a chop is a chop and just take your chop and keep it moving. But in fair as well, because I'm a fair person and I love everybody, but I'm honest, I really don't walk anymore, so I really don't care. But I've seen tapes where certain Chanel's were chopped and, honey, Fred carried. Like, no shade, back at the ABC ball, when they chopped Temperance, honey, them Chanel's carried. But, like when it comes to your house, you forget that. But when you chop somebody else, or when your other house member chops somebody else, it's like take your chop and keep it moving. But you forget that in that heat of the moment, people still have feelings. And if they put their hard money to come somewhere and they feel like it really is shade, and just because you may say it's not no beef or nothing, each one of your house members can have their own personal shade and personal agenda on that panel. Because at the end of the day, we're all human with our own minds. And I can tell my house father all day, oh, it's no shade against the Revlon, but on my own agenda, sitting next to my next girlfriend that I get high with, we're plotting on chopping who we're going to chop. So don't make it seem like you can say one thing and it's not going to happen, because it happens.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Father Tony Ball, this past, a few months ago, the category was Legendary Runway. And it said, we didn't get a chance to walk at the collections ball, bring your outfit back, and show us who you were going to be. And did you know what the category stated for the collections ball?
No.
All categories were bringing, like, movies.
Right.
That was the whole ball. So.
Oh, you mean the collections. Yeah, I was in Jasmine's thing, yeah.
Right, correct. So that's what the category was for Legendary Runway at Tony's Ball.
Right.
So I was judging. June came out, and, he walked, and everybody was giving him 10s. So we asked him, James Icon made a comment, and we was like, well, who is he bringing it as, and what is he doing? So I was like, what are you bringing it as? And he's like,
something, I don't know, because we boycotted that ball.
Right, and I said, well, you should have read the flyer and know what the category says, and I stopped him, and he wanted to attack me. So, in that instance, when you don't bring the category right, should I still be paying homage to an icon before me and just give him 10 because he didn't bring the category right at all?
No.
No.
So do you think if a statement read the fire, because like I said, I was a statement on the star, and I learned that from you and Avernian, as far as I always bring a flyer with me to the ball. I always look at the flyer. When it's in my hand, I take it out of my pocket.
But you did the right thing. So what are you asking me?
No, because, you know, you're saying, if you're an original icon, you should pay homage and not chop them, just let them get to the zone to battle. Well, that's not right.
Well, that just goes back to what happened at the Latex Ball with Tony and Andre. And then they said all 10s, and I said, no, bring Tony over here. And then Tony came over, and we said what we said. And he looked at me, and all the judges looked at me like I was crazy. And I just felt like, well, I brought him over here. I let y'all recognize what was going on. Y'all don't want to give it, so, hey, go back to the battle zone. And then right behind him,
When we asked him, like, you can always do this because the interpretation of the walker is a lot different than the judge sometimes. So you do have the authority if you're going to be the one that chopped. You can take a chop back if that person comes to you and explains their creativity to you and you see their vision.
Right.
Which is what happened at the latest vote with Tony and Andre.
Exactly.
You saw their vision, so you gave them 10. But when you ask them, well, who are you bringing as? Or you ask them, what are you doing? Or something like that. And they're like, well, they didn't say that. Well, they trying to defend themselves.
Oh, because they don't know what they're bringing it as. Because
exactly.
they didn't interpret the flyer the way it's supposed to be interpreted. And, yeah, they need to be sent on their way.
Yes.
It's real simple. I mean, let me explain something to everybody that's listening.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me?
Yeah, okay.
Well, Ms.
Why,
Jasmine,
what's
you want to say
Jasmine?
This for Wednesday night?
What is your take on that?
No, it's fine because this Wednesday is going to be an iconic show. So make sure you guys tune in. I think we're going to do it an hour earlier. But what's my take on it? What about him? About what?
Let me answer this question real fast, quick, guys. Clark 125, 1996.
Where? On one,
no, he's asking the question, so I just gave him a year.
Oh.
In the chat room, the chat room answer.
Oh.
So my take on what? Should icons and legends be chopped?
If they don't bring it right.
Of course. Without no ifs, ands, buts about it.
I feel they know better, so they deserve to be chopped. If nobody else knows better, the icons and the legends know better. So there should be no reason.
My personal opinion, if we live in a perfect world, which we don't, but I think that I would rather have a fellow icon or legend, you know, that is in my reign, be able to chop me, but explain to me why they are chopping, because maybe I didn't misinterpret something on the category sheet or how I'm bringing it, or maybe it wasn't my night. If I recall correctly, Rodney, take me back a few weeks ago when a newer child, was it that Sophia Darnion's ball, she walked against you and she won or something like that? Wasn't she like an up-and-coming something, you know, somebody new and you walked away gracefully? You know, the things like that happen. It may not always be our night, or we may do things wrong.
Right, and the thing was, the people that, like they always say, well, we rode to the bar together, we hung together. I won All-American. The blonde girl, she won European. And when we walked against each other, she walked me into the ground. James was on the panel. You know, everybody knows that's my road dog. Kelly was on the panel. Kelly had to break the tie. But Kelly voted. She was fair, even though it was a blonde couture thing going on. Kelly still voted for the blonde, when people don't understand that. I didn't curse Kelly out. I didn't curse James out. I didn't say, y'all bitches cost me the money for the grand prize. We talked about it. We moved on. We kept it going. We walk balls. We do it. But there's only certain people that is respected for doing what they do and not a get-back type of thing. People always see that other side. They say, well, his girlfriend's on the panel. He's going to win. No, I don't want my girlfriend to vote for me if I got slayed, if they served me. Then vote over me. I'm fine. It'll be another ball and Timbuktu, and I can travel, so I'll be there to walk it.
But you know what I think the problem is with tonight is that we look at Shay Shay as a female figure, and she is an icon. And then you have someone in the caliber of Terry, woman's face, you know, pioneer out for so long. I think it's not trying to tell you guys that no, icons shouldn't be chopped and legendary people shouldn't be chopped, because I see that's what's going on over Facebook. But I think it's more or less a respect factor when it comes to someone like a Terry, like a RR, like a Stewart. You know, when it comes to those factors, you never ever see them on the runway and things of that sort. You know, I think if they just completely brought the category completely fucked up, or something, you know, that maybe we can't, you know, I think it's more or less just a respect factor. She's just, you know, making the exception that I wouldn't chop you because it's you, not based on the category or anything. I don't think I'm saying it correctly. Help me out.
Let me make an example. I'm going to give you an example. The collection ball in Atlanta in all white with a secret weapon, all right? And Stewart came out as Kadon's secret weapon, Zsa Zsa. He ate it. But when I started getting into the look, and I noticed his zipper in the back of his skirt did not go all the way up, I could have chopped on that, but that was a minor nonsense technicality, because at the end of the day, the whole production was so sickening. You have to remember that zipper was a non-factor to me at that point, and it would have just been me being petty.
But I have to. You know, we are here to agree and disagree. And I wasn't home for that function, but I seen that tape, honey. I would have to definitely 100% disagree.
But I wouldn't even use that one as an example. You know what I'll use as an example is, rest in peace, Octavia. I don't remember exactly what took place at the Avista Ball when Octavia came out. Kelly, do you remember when she walked out the stage for that 5,000? Did she get chopped?
No. No, she didn't. Uh-oh. She didn't get chopped. I forget what had happened, but she didn't know. She didn't get chopped.
She made it to the battle zone.
Okay,
She made it to the battle. And I think it was only one winner, I think it was, and her and Amaya had to battle with her or somebody.
Right, and Pagan had to break that tie between her and Amaya.
Yeah.
Okay, so we use that as an example. Personally, out of respect for this woman and everything she's been through and where she is in life and things of that sort, I personally, you know, depending on however the category went, I personally would have not chopped her. Other people did not chop her as well. And maybe she clearly didn't look the way she would have looked in the past, or if another girl came out that didn't have that status, may have looked, you know, in those lines or whatever, they would have gotten chopped. But I think that basically it's more of a respect factor with it, where you're not going to see certain people get chopped. Not people who are out there every day, are walking each and every ball and things of that sort, like Rodney was saying. Some you're going to win, you're going to lose, blah, blah, blah. But I think when we see some of these people, when is the last time Terry walked the ball? When is the last time Terry, you know, did something like that? So I think that's where it comes from on why Shay Shay is apologizing and, you know, explaining why she did what she did. And if she would have known at that point, she wouldn't have done it. But I think what a lot of people are trying to take that as is,
no, now you're saying legends and icons, that icons shouldn't be chopped. No, I don't think that. I think icons still should be chopped.
That would be like Brian Infinity coming out and walking for the $5,000 to face, and the fact that the girls haven't seen him in a while and his face still sits the way it sat back then, bitch, it wouldn't have been no discrepancy. But if he was up against, what's his name, Exotic, say it was him and Exotic up there. Exotic is from the new scene. The kids love him. They know him. And a lot of these new kids don't know Brian. How do you think the judging score would have went, Rodney?
It all depends. It all depends. I don't know.
Hold on, y'all. We got like four more callers. 619-718, you're live on the air. 619-718, you're live on the air. Okay. 323-920, you're live on the air. Okay, the next caller is 215-856, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
hey Tiny.
Tiny.
How
hey.
Are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
I'm great. Pretty much you guys touched on pretty much everything that I was going to say, but I do agree. At the end of the day, ballroom is all about competition, and no one is exempt. Like, I mean, I understand this pioneer and icon stuff is all new. You know, in my era, in my time, it was just legendary. So at the end of the day, everybody can be chopped. And if a ballroom promoter have a statement or a star on the panel and they respect them enough to put them on their panel, and if a legend or a icon or a pioneer is walking, and I want to say to the younger generation that if you feel as though that they need to be chopped, chop them, because that's how it should be. Like, no one is exempt, and I understand all that about the respect thing. And for the young lady, Shay Shay, she's an icon, correct?
Yeah.
I just don't understand, by her being an icon, that she didn't recognize who Terry was, somebody who's been in the game forever. I don't get that. But at the end of the day, everyone who participate in ballroom can be chopped. Everyone is not going to have a good night. We all have had bad nights, or we all have nights where, as though sometimes we might have had a good night, but the person that we were actually participating against, actually just, it was just something about them was just, you know, a little bit more special.
Did you ever have one of those nights, Tiny?
Yes, I have.
Do you remember it?
Yes, I have. I've had quite a few.
Was it a long way back from the judges' panel?
What do you mean?
That was a joke. You know how they say when you walk the runway and you get to the judges and then you get your tens, it's fab. But when you get chopped, it's a long way back. It's a long way to walk back to your table.
It could be a little disappointing or what have you, but what it did was it made me come back even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember even before I was legendary, Stewart and I believe Jack had a ball at the Mark Ballroom, and I remember they had two sets of judges, and I was sitting at the top, and Patrick and I think URR and the rest of you guys were sitting down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I chopped, it was Team Face, and I chopped Ajanae and Ivra because
mm-hmm.
I didn't see it. And at that time, I was still like a star or statement or whatever you want to call it or what have you. So I don't see the reason why someone that's either icon or...
And they let you chop stand, right?
And it stood, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever, for, you know, like I said, for all the ballroom promoters and everything like that, if you respect a statement or a star enough to put them on your panel, and if an icon or a pioneer walks that ball and they're not, given you what the category is asking for? Chop.
I think people are just scared of the backlash. Like, if I chop this person, they're going to chop, then they're going to chop my child, and, you know, it's going to, you know, I think that's what it is.
But you know what? It shouldn't be like that, because at the end of the day, it's just a competition.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? We can't take this stuff that serious like that. We're as though we want to go to blues and
But like Keisha said, we can say all of that on the radio show, but if you when you sit on that panel, it's a different perspective for some reason when you're behind that table. It seems like everything goes out of the window that you've talked about, that you want to be about. I don't understand it. Do you, Rodney?
I don't. Just been dealing with it and accepting it for what it was.
Well, at
and
least you're one of those people.
Can I ask you a question? I think someone else actually mentioned this. At the end of the day, like at some point, like one of the other callers was saying, each and every one of us who got statuses, at one some point we were all stars and statements.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked against people who have already had names also. So why wouldn't we want somebody that's new to the game, let them get their life also too? Like we can't be that like so caught up on ourselves that it has to be all about us, because you know we have to really appreciate the younger generation at the end of the day.
That's right.
Of course. Well, a lot of people.
I just think, like, you know, from me here, like, listening to the show, and I just think, like, that's one of the reasons why I really don't want to participate in the ballroom scene too much anymore. It seems like everyone is just so angry. Like, I just don't understand where all of this is coming from. Like, it's just, it's not that serious. Like, come on, guys. It's really not that serious.
Well, I guess if they've never experienced what we experienced, they wouldn't know that. And that's what we're trying to bring back. You know, like when me and Tony and Stuart and, Terry and everybody, I mean, Tony Milan, everybody, when everybody's talking about, you know, how it used to be, we're not just talking about it because we want to bring it back, but we're talking about it so that you know that the balls are fun. They can be fun. Take the anger out. Take the hostility out and
mm-hmm.
battle, like Terry just said. If you want to get somebody back, tell them to meet you at the next ball and meet them at the end of the runway. That's how you get them back.
Exactly.
And you make a point, you make a statement, and you turn it.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Is someone having some nasal congestion of some sort?
I think that was Keisha.
Be sure.
I'm playing spades, talking to y'all. I'm losing.
Oh, because I thought you were saying, oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You're trying to multitask, but you're getting involved in the conversation.
No, I'm just listening.
The end of the day, we really just have to accept a chop is a chop. And when somebody chops, stop questioning it. Just take it, walk away, and tell them, you know what, next time, won't you meet me at the end of the runway? That's all. Mm. You know? If you want to get another face girl back, tell them to meet you at the end of the runway. That's how you do it. Like I know, I look. I know if I want to walk realness, I'll see Rodney at the end of the runway, and then we'll see what real really is. Right, Rodney?
Yes, and I'll do the same for runway with you.
And you know what? Can I say something else real quick? You know what I think? Sometimes you know what? Sometimes I think what brings a lot of that. Because I've seen it, like, on tapes, and I've actually seen it a few times at some of the last balls that I've been to. Sometimes I think also, too, when, like, the house members crowd that runway, too, and when two participants are actually up there, it's okay to cheer and scream and holler for your house member. But sometimes that brings a lot of tension to the ballroom scene too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see, you know, when you can't even like give the participants enough breathing room because, you know, everybody is crowded around on the runways and stuff like that. I think sometimes, you know, I just think like it's certain little things in the ballroom scene that we can kind of like tweak, if you will.
You know what the scenario is, Tiny? Say for instance, I was judging and you were walking and I chopped you and you just bend down to the table to say, oh, why did you chop me? And I'm saying, well, Tiny, you know, and I'm explaining it to you. Just the fact that you bent down to the table and I'm using my hands as while I'm talking, like by my face, talking to
right.
you. One of your housemates is going, oh, no, you're ready. Try it. And they all going to score
the same. No, they're not because I got them all in control. One thing
no,
about
no,
the Bacardi is
I an example of that's
I've
what usually
that.
Happens. Yeah, but that's what usually happens. Like a person could just be having dialogue on a nice level, but one person might be coming up to bring the person back. But when that one person that walks up there, somebody can walk behind that one. It's, in other words, it's like the person is talking to the judge. The person, is, a person behind them is coming to get them and say it's not necessary. The person behind that person is coming and say, somebody jump him, I'm going to be right there. And then the other five behind them say, oh, no, they might try it. Let's go up there. And that's
mm-hmm.
how you get all those people on the stage. That's why you need security to say, keep it up.
No, I agree with everything you're saying, but then, like I said, at the end of the day, when two participants are actually walking a ball, let them walk. If somebody gets chopped, okay, just take it with a grain of salt, move on, wait. It's another one. It's the way they having balls nowadays. It'll be another one the next week or what
exactly.
have you, and just move on. And I just think, like, we all as a community, like, we all got to start showing a little bit more love, and we can't take it so serious. Like, it's not the end of the world.
And that's what Fred was saying, like, with this whole Revlon and Chanel thing. There ain't no Revlon and Chanel thing. These are a couple of kids in a house that don't get along with each other in two different houses, and they're having a problem. Not the whole house is state to state, not all the chapters state to state. So people need to stop trying to escalate this into a big situation that it's really not. It's really not that deep. It really is not that deep.
All right, well, that's all I had to say. Each and every one of you guys have a wonderful night, and I will talk to you guys until we meet again. Hugs and kisses.
Okay, so what happened with Sex Siren? Did they have a Sex Siren at the function in Vegas? Rodney?
Yes, they did. I was getting ready to go to bed, but I'll tell you about that. Yes, it was actually one of the most contested categories of the evening. You had the Balenciagas, Bruce and D'Anthony. You had, you had Tory Milan. You had Detron Chanel. You had Antonio Blahnik. You had Disney Ebony. And I'm trying to see who else. George Mizrahi, and a few more. But yeah, it was competitive.
Milan wasn't there?
No, Milan did not come. I had to go out of town. Last minute country trip.
Where's Milan?
She went to Costa Rica.
I don't know if y'all discussed this already tonight. What happened with – now, I remember a couple of weeks ago, Divine came on and said that Face was moved up to $2,000. It was another category that was up to $1,500, if I'm not mistaken. Do anybody know what happened to the money? Because Tori didn't get all his money.
Kelly.
Yeah, I'm here. Devon, the girls are still in L.A., and Devon's still hosting. In Vegas.
So she won't be able to answer those questions until tomorrow, so let's probably hold on to that till tomorrow.
Yeah, we can ask Devon all the questions we need to ask her tomorrow. Devon's still hosting with the devil.
But, guys, I'm going to talk to you guys later.
I'm about to do that, too, because I do have an early day tomorrow.
We're all about to get up out of here, and we're going to finish this topic and all the questions for Divine tomorrow night when she comes on a Hot Topic Tuesday. So one by one, can everybody say good night, because we're about to get up out of here for tomorrow.
Good night, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, good
night.
All right, sis.
No matter what alleyway you're in.
Good night, London. Oh, well, Mama Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for
that. Hey, good night, London.
Oh, London. So, London, hear me?
She was quiet tonight.
I'm going to read that bitch tomorrow, honey. Honey, she heard it when I say good night to us, honey. Gotta read her tomorrow, honey. But like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into, and you pick somebody up in tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love y'all all. I love y'all all for loving me. And don't forget, we'll be here live tomorrow for Hot Topic Tuesdays, where we will definitely have the legendary Mother Divine Chanel on the phone line to answer all the calls and questions about Viva Las Vegas, honey. And we'll be back here Wednesday night with the legendary founding CEO, Mother Jasmine Couture, with State of Emergency 7, honey, where it's all going to go down. Now, I'm about to get up out of here and go drive my son home. I love y'all all. Blah, 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 blah. Good night.
I think if I could just be on TV or film or anything, I'd do that instead of the money. Of course, I do want the money because I want the luxury that goes with it. But I want to be wealthy. If not wealthy, content, comfortable. You know? I want to be somebody. I mean, I am somebody.